Boomer in the Morning with Warner and Pinder continues. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the number one rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, how are we, everybody? It is 6:05. It is Monday.
Oh, hey, Boom. How you doing there?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Boy, am I tired.
That's not good.
I had to bike all the way home from the Dome after scrutinizing last night's.
No, you didn't go.
No, that's right. I'm actually well rested. Thanks, Dean.
You did not go to the Dome last night?
Nope.
No, you did not. Either did you, Rhett?
No, I liked being there. It was nice to be back in the crowd and see the fans.
You must have gone to Dutton's after. It sounds like you just crawled home from the bar.
Yeah.
Had a late one, you know. I wanted to get it all in.
How's Dutton's?
It's great.
Yeah.
What'd you have? Did you go with some Guinnesses, maybe some shots?
No, who was Brian Fireball?
Rum weather, yeah.
And
rum.
Spice and ginger.
I don't mind that.
I do love a spice ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love a good spice ginger.
Easy to drink, eh?
They really are.
Yeah, too easy. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Start earning doubles and pressing them, and next thing you know, you're walking home from the village at 5 a.m.
When do we tee off?
Next thing you know.
Hey. Where's this place, a casino? Where's the clocks?
How did I get here? It's the captain. So are you still in the sailor, or what are you with the...
I do like the sailor. I really do. I mean, I'm fine with the captain. I can drink other stuff, but I do like the sailor.
Tim the Booze Guy would highly endorse and recommend a different brand.
Yeah, it's the Eldorado for the...
Oh, is that good?
Tim the Booze Guy, for sure. Yeah. I'm a fan. It's the one, you know, ordinarily, I'm the old Kirkland brand.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, it's no big deal. I find that is one. The spiced, they're Kirkland. I prefer the Captain. Give me the name brand.
All right.
I don't know if it's too sweet or if it's a different type of sweetness.
Sweet. Are they using wooden stills? What's their process, Dean?
Schweppes would be my Canada Dry or Schweppes for your ginger ale choice. Schweppes. And a big tumbler full of ice cubes, if you please.
If you'd like to squeeze a lime, that's fine with me.
Yeah, one can turn into one dozen fast with those, which is nice. Retro, how are you this morning? What time did the alarm go off?
Be honest.
You sound a little low.
No, it went off early. I don't know. You know, I must have been screaming at the kids too loud at the hockey games yesterday.
Yeah. Do you need a lozenge?
No, I don't know. I think it doesn't feel hoarse.
Oh, okay.
I can hear it, but
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
Everything feels fine.
Well, you weren't Matty Rose out shooting wedding videos and golfing Kananaskis and...
He had a day.
Oh, Matty Rose had, he said, best weekend. He's like, your weekend sucked. Mine was great, is what he said to me when he came in. He said, I don't even know what you did this weekend, but yours sucked compared to mine.
Verbatim.
I was like, okay, good to see you too, Matty. Jesus. Did you know that he and his lady friend have a little side, almost said side piece, have a little side gig?
You might have that too.
Where they film wedding video, and then like, do you edit? You do the whole schmear there?
Why? No, not me. God forbid. But Haley definitely does. She does a great job too. I just basically show up and
Do you
point and shoot, set up lights, run cable, do all the audio stuff, because, you know, apparently audio is kind of my thing. And I get to use the stabilizer. I've gotten quite good at using that.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's fun to use.
Is it one of those circle things? The round thing with the camera in the middle?
It's a similar idea. It's automated motors, so it keeps the camera nice and stable, and you can rotate it, and it's awesome for when you're doing like first dance shots.
Is it a gimbal?
Yeah, that would be a term for it. It's a stabilizer technically.
Okay.
Because a gimbal is like a full kit that goes like, I'm pretty sure like has like a vest and everything.
No, it's not, but that's fine.
But yeah, same deal. Stabilizer, some sort of thing that keeps it smooth.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you were out shooting a video.
Vantage
of a wedding.
Peak Media.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, cool. Well, shameless.
Have to look you up.
Mm-hmm.
You need anything videoed there, Rhett?
You getting married again? You had about time you renew your vows.
I'm feeling a lot of love in the air, so yeah, it might be.
Might be time to get something documented.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
For a very nominal fee, Boomer and I'd be happy to speak at your the re-wedding or whatever they call that.
Yeah, we'll come to the renewing ceremony the vows, or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah. The reception.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nominal fee. That's pretty good deal.
Nominal. Yeah, just, you know,
just a nominal just fee. A
very. Yeah. What do you call that?
Rum and spice and ginger?
Yeah. The sailor is there, or a captain shows up. Do you think the sailor, like, stealing the gimmick of Cap, because they're both, what, pirates or seafaring individuals?
But what's rum?
That's how rum travels. So,
you know?
Yeah, I think there's lots of those.
Kind of the whole...
Okay.
Fair enough. Kraken is.
You ever seen that Bumbo Kraken? Yeah, Eldra. It's all. Like it's, yeah.
Love
it's
me
all.
Some Bumble.
They've all got sails on them and boats and waves and yeah.
The Bumbo is very sweet.
Very. Remember we dummied that thing for the rec hockey game? Holy Toledo.
Yeah, the Bumbo, it's.
Somebody was like, hey, you got to try this. Like, oh, thank you very much. Like, oof, this is dangerous right here.
But I like the bottle.
Well, that's great.
The bottle, you know what?
You don't mind a sweeter rum.
I really like the bottle.
But here's what it is. When you like the bottle, it makes you want to pour.
Yeah.
And you can't pour unless you need another one. Ooh. And you don't need another one unless you drink the one you got.
We were pouring.
God damn bottles. See, who knew? How come you drink so much? I'd love pouring drinks.
I'm surprised McGrattan got within 6 feet of us that day. Could smell us coming.
Yeah, the tumblers were full that night.
Boy, he's really taking a hard wince when he drinks his coffee there. That's weird.
What'd you do this weekend, Retro? Kids? Kid hockey?
Hockey.
Yeah.
It was a little guy, middle guy's birthday, so.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing there? Eight? Eight, nine?
No, double digits.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. You don't have anything in single digits anymore?
No, no. The youngest is. The middle guy turned 10.
I got you.
Who's the youngest? Is that Jaime?
Billy Bob.
Which one's Jaime?
The youngest.
The youngest, yeah. I don't know why, but the nickname Jaime makes me smile.
I like it, too.
Young
I
Jaime.
I stole it from someone.
And it suits him in a weird way.
Kind of does.
You know what it is? With your three boys, it's like they increase in volume as they get younger, right? Because the oldest is kind of quiet, middle guy's kind of quiet, and then Jaime, not so much?
Not quiet.
No.
Put him in a room. He's got a friend in a minute, like instant. You know, kids are shy.
Yeah, not Jaime. No.
Hey, what are you guys doing? I'm in. Let's play. All right.
Yeah, I like Jaime.
I know a guy like that.
I like them all. They're all good kids. Don't get me wrong. But there's something about the spirit, like you say. There's just that intangible spirit that some kids have. It's like, yeah, you're gonna be something. I don't know exactly how it's going to be, but you've got the energy. Of someone who's
one
going to
way,
be something.
Going to have to steer that in a certain type of direction.
Yeah. And I got more, I got another scouting report on your oldest son.
Okay.
This time, very favorable.
Ooh.
Oh,
Warner's
less
kid.
Derogatory?
Quick feet?
Well, here's what I can do. I can give you the, here's the report.
Okay.
Darn it. Where is it over here? Yeah, it might be over here.
Because we had a tough game yesterday. Lots, taking lots of penalties, the team.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Which game?
Damn it, where is it?
You can't find it?
Yeah, no, here it is. Here it is. I said, I got a scouting report that young Warner played very well.
Hmm.
I got the response back. Young Warner was bleep.
Oh.
Come on, Dad. I said, that's harsh. Come on, Dad.
No,
but they have.
You know, it just depends on the eyes of the beholder, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like a certain style of play, and others don't. Some people, would reach out on day one.
I'm not sure what coach.
Chase something else for somebody else,
there,
right?
Yeah.
The start of the third period after they flood, have the, okay, here we go. We got to be ready to go. D to D to breakaway. So we win the draw, center ice.
Yeah.
D to D, the partner over to the young lad.
Yeah.
Right back to the guy that was forcing the puck Yeah, like on the tape, breakaway, here we go.
See, I thought maybe he hit one of his teammates in stride. And
breakaway the other way.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, I remember it was, I forget who was telling me that Brett Hull with that voice, and we know what his voice sounds like, right? We've all heard Brett and how he sings, so we know kind of.
Brett, go blue!
I love you. I love you so much. Yeah.
He was on the bench, and he yelled down to one of his teammates,
D to D to them is not a breakout.
Not wrong.
So that would be advice you could have shared with your young man. D to D to them is not a good breakout.
But they battled 6-2 down and starting the third. Lost 7-6. Tough one.
Yeah. That's high scoring, eh? Sutter would not be happy with that.
I think I got your number.
What was her name again?
Gloria.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was Gloria. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think I got your number.
What'd you guys do? I mean, I heard about Matt, but glorious weekend.
I had a good one. We had it's birthday party season. Apparently, everyone mates at New Year's and has kids in September. We had six kids' birthday parties in the last 2 weeks.
How nice was it?
Unreal. And happened to be just by chance some folks that have done okay in life and have a pool in the backyard. So that worked well. Yeah.
Well done.
It was oddly and weirdly outside, warm.
Very nice.
Kind of almost beachy weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not for anyone that doesn't live in Canada or Alberta.
Right.
Like, what are you?
But this is, you know, the Flames have played their golf tournament. It's supposed to be just snow and ugly right now, isn't it? Isn't that the turn, the official?
Yeah.
The unofficial?
We need some nice weather. Come on.
Been doing some evaluating for the Hockey Association. Oh. We got on the ice yesterday, finally. Watched some NFL football.
Boys, I gotta bring it back to me.
Okay, yeah.
Randy. Remember a few years ago?
Randy?
We had this issue. Randy.
Someone being
a
Randy?
No good Randys. And you know where that started? Randy was the coach of my kids' team.
Mm.
Guess who's coach of my kids' team?
Don't say it.
Really?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. What's up?
Mm-hmm. That Randy?
Hey, Pat. F*** off. Bring back Rob. You
If it is, then I'm fine with it.
Is that not him?
And what a lovely night on the program tonight.
Yeah. See, that's about as harsh as Pat gets. Just he thanks you and says how wonderful it was.
Hey, Pat,
f*** off. Yeah, bit of a Randy.
That went on the air in our lifetime.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't it great?
Well, and then in Vegas when we snuck attack, that was another one. There's been some just amazing things. We said J.J. Watt was soft, but Levi went on a tangent forgetting he was on air.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff, Dean.
You take care of the homegrown talent. Thoughts?
I disagree completely. Like, I think that's a horrible.
And that's why you're an idiot.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a shame that's coming to an end. Eh?
Derek, what's going on, Derek?
What's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good win, buddy. How can you not deny fucking or?
Hopefully, you caught that with the delay.
Now, this I'm not sure it's for public consumption yet, but what the heck? Apparently, overtime is no more.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're taking it away from him.
Hey, Pat, f*** off.
That's Randy got his way.
No more.
Yeah. My understanding is that the overtime call-in show will not be running. It's over.
What?
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 I know.
Hmm. I mean, how many shows do we have to listen to get more gold like that? Because the rest of it.
Yeah, you don't get.
That's not every night.
Yeah,
right?
it's hard. Yeah.
When I used to do 10 a year, and I'd say, you know, put down the bottle and pick up the phone. Overtime is next. Because it was only Saturdays, late games, Hockey Night in Canada. By the time you get to overtime, you're flirting with midnight, earliest.
there was a time I wasn't doing it full time, but I was filling in. And at that point, it was very funny for a group of the callers to call for a hailstorm, which was a homage to David Hale, who was not playing well.
Jeez.
And I threw it out that if we get any hailstorm tonight, yeah, we're shutting things down. And I think we were about 9 minutes into the
set
show.
The tone early.
It's like, I thought we were doing good until the third, you know, hailstorm hits. And then all right, everybody, have a good night. Flames lose 4-2. We'll be back on Wednesday. And that was it. See ya.
Gonna miss it. Not really.
Not really.
No.
Well, and we need Pat to, you know, sleep. Because the thing is when the team's winning, quiet on the phone lines. But if there's something that goes sideways, they'll call till 4 a.m.
I was going to say, so to the 7 people who call all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Apologies and condolences.
Yeah.
George.
Sorry about that.
Robert. George.
So Randy's the coach, Rhett, just to kind of bring it all back around?
Randy.
Really?
So how were your interactions with Randy, Rhett?
They were fine. But he's a Randy.
Does he know how you feel about him?
He does now.
Yeah, he does now.
I don't know if I was saddened or shocked or surprised. I don't know what it was. I'm not sure what my emotion was when Randy sent out the email.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. I'll be your head coach. Hey, how about the balloon? Leatherdale.
Our boy.
No. Three people know what you're talking about.
No. You got it somewhere. You can find it.
Well, no.
So Rhett doesn't usually send much in the way of social anything, videos or chats on the weekend. You know, Rhett's doing his thing. And same with us. We got our own lives. But every once in a while, something would be big enough. You're like, I got to share this with the group. Sure enough, Sunday, Rhett?
Saturday night.
Saturday. Okay, walk us through. What happened?
Beautiful evening. I'm sitting. Boys are outside. They're running around. We just had a piece of cake. My buddy Kurt was in, and the shoveler comes out. She's like, what's that? And like literally, it was 100 yards maybe? I don't think it was 100 yards away. The big Remax hot air balloon is coming in for landing. And like literally over my, like just above my deck. And I'm like, Where is this dope going to land?
They're huge, too. They're massive.
Leatherdale, where are you going?
Congratulations to Brant Leatherdale on picking up the $50 gift card. Does Brant Leatherdale own Alberta Boots? Absolutely he does. Absolutely. What? Paint me the picture of Brant Leatherdale.
I'm going to Google this guy.
Burly man.
Brant Leatherdale, Calgary. Look at that. Comes right up.
Bearded, probably.
Yeah.
I feel like he chews on a toothpick.
It says here he's a hot air balloon operator.
I think we're painting the entirely wrong picture.
The Calgary Balloon Club.
So Leatherdale's literally landing on my house. He's coming down. And we're actually like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, no, I'm fine. Yeah. Gonna land it on the beach.
Throw another log on the fire. Well, get that thing out of here.
You're pulling that chain. Like, there's no messing around. Those things are
huge. I can feel the heat from my deck.
Exactly. Leathery skin.
That's such a weird, when you think about it, you're blowing flames into a balloon.
Well,
which you would think would just.
You're not really aiming it. You're just, the wind's taking me
well.
That's
right in there.
He yelled at us.
Today.
How the hell are you steering that?
That's what he said. He goes, I lost the wind. I'm like, what the hell?
You were talking to the guy?
Yes, man. He's going to throw him a beer. That's how close he was getting.
Well, see, I saw the video. I'm like, okay, it's a hot air balloon. I didn't know it was.
No, like, go to the end of it. It's right there. Well, Leatherdale's not okay.
Come on, Leatherdale. Figure it out. Clean yourself up.
Crashing into the lake. What are you doing? Oh.
He was yelling at you from the hot air balloon.
You were having a chat.
Yes.
Just a loud talking. Are you okay? Yeah.
This is what I do. I lost the wind.
That's what he said. Got any beer? Yes, I got beer. Stop by.
Is that something we can post on social? I saw the video. I didn't hear it, though. I didn't hear any. Is there anything?
I don't know if there's any.
All right, we'll take a listen.
Kids are getting yappy.
If we can put that on social, we'll do that, and we'll let you know when it goes up. Throw me a beer. Here's the show today. We got the Pinder Report coming up. Lots to get to. Oh, yeah. Flames played last night.
Kind of, yep.
Outshot 48-15. They lose 4-0 to not Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers.
Right. Draisaitl with a couple?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. I mean, No. Granted, it wasn't
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Gaudreau and
Zach Hyman.
No. It was Brendan Perlini.
Oh.
Yeah. There were some others. Derek Ryan. You may remember Derek Ryan. Doc. Yeah, Doc got one.
Yeah.
But they lose 4-0. There's not a whole lot to talk about, but we will. I mean, because even Daryl said after the game, it's about evaluating. And the trouble was they lost one of the wingers. So the one line that I'm guessing they kind of wanted to see how it was going to jive, it was together for about three or four shifts, as far as I can tell. They got to see the goalies. The goalies faced 48 pucks. They got to see the penalty kill. They took 7 minor penalties.
Did you see out of the gate?
I did.
Did you think of me?
Instantly.
Thank you.
What was it, 2.5 minutes in?
3:16.
Nikita Zadorov to the penalty box.
Who could have seen it coming?
So they're at it again tonight in Abbotsford. I believe they call it Abbey, affectionately, right?
There's lots of things you can call it.
Yeah. Is it nice? Nice place?
Time for a break, Dean. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
6:26. The Pinder Report in 20 minutes.
Good, then. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
This is Boomer in the Morning with Rhett Warner and Ryan Pinder. Stream online. Download the Sportsnet app and always on your smart speaker. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the #1 rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Guests on the show will join us on the hotline. It's brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Come and watch the football game. Enjoy game day specials. All required COVID protocols in place. Open for dine-in and, as always, takeout. It's Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive, Northeast. There's Ryan Pinder.
Sire.
The hair is...
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's really at a... I mean, it's tremendous.
It was at family dinner last night. Very busy. We had two skates. Did power skating and did the Timbits yesterday.
Yeah.
Squeezing football in the middle. Didn't get around to, you know, that part where you...
Shower.
Get things wet and
clean
things off.
Right.
And my mom suggested it was time for a haircut, to which I responded, I had one 2 weeks ago. She said, what did they do?
Yeah.
Did they just trim the neck?
It's awesome right now.
Thank you. Yeah.
It really is. It's very thick and luscious. Whew.
It's greasy as hell. You should be like
Polamalu. Get yourself a Head and Shoulders deal or something. You got to be close.
I feel like Troy Polamalu and I are very similar.
We are very similar. Yeah. Very athletic. Yeah.
Famous and
rich.
Athletic.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh.
And both. I was gonna say both former Steelers.
That's right.
Yeah. There's Rhett Warner. He is joining the program from his basement, where I heard the percolator. How's the brew today? It's good.
Not bad today. Yep. Not bad. Now, do you use the tap water or do you need fancy water?
I think probably tap is fine.
Depends how fancy you want to get, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm downstairs. I'm too lazy to walk up. I typically use just tap.
Then use tap.
Tap it. Tap it in.
Tap, tap.
The Flames were beaten by the Oilers last night 4-0.
Doors beaten off them. Holy.
Yeah, they started from what I was in between that and the football game. It became...
Yankees Red Sox was going on too.
Yeah.
That was a good night of sport. Whew.
It became apparent fairly quickly that this was a preseason game and that, you know...
You'd love to draw a lot of conclusions, but again, it's one of eight, isn't it, Dean?
It's one of eight. The one line, now the lines that Backlund with Dubé and Pitlick is kind of a line that we expect will they want to see together.
There's the third line in a lot of skates last week.
Yeah. Issue being, Tyler Pitlick got hurt in the first period, skated one shift afterwards, then left the game.
Mm.
Lower body, who knows, right? The severity of it. But they didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to see it work. They also didn't get the lines were messed because they took 7 minor penalties in the game. So
don't
it was
do that.
PKing
yeah.
a lot. The other line, which is probably going to flush out as their fourth, Lucic on the left side with Richardson and Lewis. Some gristle there, which is what it's all about.
That's one way to do it, yeah.
On the blue line, Zadorov with Anderson, Valimaki with Gudbranson. This was not a banner night for Gudbranson. If you only want to watch the highlight pack that is at CalgaryFlames.com, you'll see him.
Probably too much.
And Daryl talked about it afterwards, that their D spent too much time below the goal and not winning the battles below the goal. He lost one below, came out in front, and I think that was the Derek Ryan goal he scores, and then kind of hand grenades one at his offensive blue line, and it's a rush the other way.
Mm.
You got to see a lot of the goaltenders. Vladar made 21 saves. Adam Werner came in, made 23 saves. Shots were 48-15, so I don't know. Daryl said afterwards, this is more about evaluation than the result or anything else. I don't know what else you take from it. The Gaudin, Pelche, Phillips line was together. Ruzicka skated with Brett Ritchie and Pospisil. All of which, with the exception of Ritchie, I guess, would be Stockton Heat bound this year.
Well, we'll see how serious the Pitlick issue is, but that's how it looked a week ago. Last week, I should say.
And I don't know that any of those six did anything to stand out and say, hey, I'm here to take Brad Richardson's job, or I'm here to take Trevor Lewis's job, which is kind of the point. But 1 of 8, they will play again tonight. It is in Abbotsford, 8 o'clock, against the Canucks. We've got it on your radio. If you care to take it in, you can do so online at CalgaryFlames.com. You remember your first preseason game, Rhett? Your first exhibition game?
I do.
Where was it?
Oof. It was in Ontario somewhere. I was rattled because training camp was in Greensboro, and we went up to the Toronto area. I played a game in a small. I got sent to the rookies game, and I was rattled because I had an awesome training camp, and I'm like, I'm not even. Oh my God, I'm not even going to get a game. So we got a game with the rookies. Fought twice. Next game, they put me in a lineup. I had to bus over to, I don't know, it was a small town in Ontario.
Yeah.
I can't even remember where. We played the Islanders, and they wimped out and didn't fight Mick Vokoda.
Oh, rat.
Well, it was awkward because he had a scrum going, and then but there was lots of refs around, but really I should have just not been a chicken.
Well, Mick Vokoda, even then, would have been an old.
Oh, he would have tuned me in, but I still should have done it.
Yeah, I don't know. Knowing what I know now, I think you were just fine not to fight that guy.
I somehow made it in, so it worked out all right.
Yeah, you did just fine.
Could have cost you making that team.
Maybe.
Where's Mick Vokoda now, right? You think he's...
Somebody will know. They'll
got
text
a
us.
Hugely successful radio show sitting in his basement? No chance.
You think he can just roll out of bed 10 minutes before the show starts BS his way through?
Yeah.
Huh?
Firing tap water into his drip coffee maker? No chance. Mick.
He would have been a good guy to fight because he was a grappler.
A which?
Grappler.
He wants to take you down to the mat and work from there or what?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Submission artist?
He wasn't typically. Now, with me, he probably tossed me around, but he wasn't typically a just stand and chuck kind of guy. Get a hold of you, wrestle you around, smack you a few times.
I weirdly don't have a lot of recall on Mick Vokoda. Islander, right? Did he play for the Isles?
Yeah, mostly the Islanders, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who else was playing in that game from the Islanders that you recall? Was Ziggy Palfy playing in that game?
Probably. I don't recall who was always one of those whirlwind kind of things where you're just like, oh my God, I'm playing in a exhibition game.
Now, again, is that 95, 96, or 94, 95? Where are we at?
95, 96.
95, yeah. 96.
Because 94, 95, they had lockout, and I didn't even – I mean, I had about a week of training camp, and they said, off you go. Get out of here.
Off you go.
Go see if you can make the World Juniors.
Yeah.
You're happy about that.
I didn't. I didn't make the World Juniors that year. Red Deer.
Mick would have been like 10 years older than you at the time.
Oh, Mick was much more.
He was 28 years old.
Mick was in his prime.
Mick Vakoda. Not a guy I would have guessed to be from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Not playing a rookie game in the middle of Ontario.
Well, he used to play lots of the games in the small towns.
He was 8 years in at that point, buddy. Don't you feel bad? I know this keeps you up at night.
No, it doesn't at all.
But don't let it. Don't let it keep you up. It's not worth it. Not worth it. Now, who was your... Because you said you scrapped twice. Do you remember who the rookie in the rookies that you...
Toporowski and someone, I don't know.
Shane Toporowski or the other one?
Shane.
Shane. PA Raiders. Well, you'd have fought him in junior probably then.
Mm-hmm.
So you're happy to have someone you knew what you were taking on.
Well, I wasn't happy because I started the game and had been on the ice for about, well, long enough, and he knew it and came off the bench and immediately ran me, and I'm like, you son of a...
Yeah, yeah.
Because I couldn't wimp out of that one.
Some guys are pretty handy at that, right? Knowing where you are in your shift length.
Oh, he knew he wanted to get noticed too, right? He's playing in a rookie game.
Shane Toporowski. Carey, his brother, the defenseman. He was a decent player, retro, hey? Decent player.
Which one?
Shane.
Carey was tough as nails. Yeah. Shane was tough too, but not as, I don't know, renowned for it, I guess.
Do you think people like when we sit here and reminisce about players they have no idea who they are from the early to mid-90s from the Western League?
It's Ken, a staple of the show.
If you're in your car, probably not because you can't look it up. But right now, most people that would be listening, if you're sitting around a computer and they punch in Carey Toporowski, they're going to enjoy.
Good viewing there?
The melees.
Yeah.
Steve Kelly, Brad Church, Shane Knighty.
Shane Knighty.
Yeah. Knighty. Yeah. Yeah. We've got Jason Lackenfor at 725. NFL yesterday, we had a record-setting field goal.
How's that draft of mine look?
Was that one of the few kickers that you drafted? I can't recall.
I saw Robbie Gold had one for you. Or did you drop Gold?
No, he dropped Gold. Oh, that was the second kicker that he
had. Yeah.
Just in case injury, right?
Yeah.
Can't just go find a kicker anywhere. There's what, like only like 20 free agents out there?
Yeah. What if they go down and be hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think here's the thing. Do you feel you went 3-0? Because I know two of your picks. I think you went 3-0 yesterday, including your lock.
Was he off the Raiders or on the Raiders? He was definitely got the Bills.
I missed one by a point, yeah.
Stupid Raiders screwed us so badly. Not impressed at all, Gruden.
Because I know you were Bills, and I know thought you were Titans.
I did Miami, like the Raiders game.
Yeah. And now,
if you think about that game, we'll get to it in a moment, but like they're gifted 14-0 right out of the gate.
I know.
Pick six, and then they go for it on 4th-and-1 on their own side of half. And it's like the Dolphins have hardly done anything. They moved the ball like 30 yards, and they're up 14-0. And then they didn't do anything until about the final 3 minutes. Like, the Raiders owned what? 55 minutes of that game?
I don't know how.
It's gross how that they didn't blow them out by, like, 1,000 there.
Because Carr, I mean, it was a perfect pitch and catch for a pick six. They should have had 7 points and then just been so far out of it that they wouldn't have gone for it like they did at the end of the football game. But they made Jacoby Brissett look like a seasoned veteran. Hitting third and long to keep drives alive in that second half. And did we all have money on it? Yes, we did. Would we have cared otherwise? Probably not.
I don't parlay. That was the one I had on a parlay. I don't parlay.
Man. I mean, man.
I had the old 5x factor. We're riding on that game. They're up by 11 with like 6 minutes left. I'm like, this thing is easy. Miami can't even move the ball. I'm going to spend this money now.
Oh, yeah. For the first time ever, now, if you're into the betting, you'll know what we're talking about. But you can go in-game. The lines will move as the score changes and the clock ticks, obviously. I won yesterday on a team with a point spread of minus 20.5.
That's some in-game betting with some stones.
Yeah, I got on at minus 20.5 and won rather comfortably. As it was very clear, the Jets were not going to do anything.
And they didn't.
In Denver against that defense, with that offense. Whew. The Jets I was reading this morning, they've played three games. In three first halves, they've put up three combined points. In six quarters of football.
Yep,
that's goosh.
Meanwhile, a couple of guys that used to be good Jets are, you know, still really good, but just elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Now really good and elsewhere. Like Darnold, yeah. Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson looks all right, yeah.
To a Jamal Adams that plays in Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oof.
15 away from 7. We've got our picks in the 7 o'clock hour. Lack and 4. We're going to take a look at the Seattle Kraken, who played their first ever game. Preseason? Yes. Exhibition? Of course. But they played their first ever game in the National Hockey League last night. Are they going to be any good this year? We'll talk about it in the 8. And we'll talk more hockey and all of that coming up. But when we come back, the Pinder Report gets you all caught up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Back to Boomer in the Morning with Rhett Warner and Ryan Pinder. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the number one rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Fan feedback line 960 960. Guy, I lost an $800 ticket on that GD field goal. Yeah, it was a big one. The Ravens, once again, near the end of the fourth quarter, find a way to win. Yesterday, Justin Tucker, 66 yards.
That was wild.
66.
Watch that one live.
Yeah.
Bit of an audience, like 10 to 12 of us, huddled around TVs, all football nerds. Everyone losing their mind.
Lion's gonna lion. Is that how you would say? I don't know.
They're not cursed, they're cursed still, yeah. Right?
They're not turds, though. That's what we determined. Something to that effect.
They're biting kneecaps.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a hybrid of a hybrid.
Yeah. Something like that. Mm. We'll talk to Lack and Fora.
Can't wait for that.
Tons of things included in there as well. A huge win for the Chargers.
Ooh, baby. We were on that one here.
And I don't know. Anyway, I saw something on Twitter, and somebody had made the note. Rather than in a game like that, where you have a favored team, a sexy team that loses,
yeah,
the initial kind of narrative will be, well, what's up with the Chiefs?
Yeah, how'd they blow it?
Whereas here it should be, no. How about the Chargers?
Three turnovers in what, the first quarter? And Herbert, after the Chiefs got the lead, you're thinking, okay, it's over now. Drive for drive. Right back at you. And yeah, so they went for it on fourth down, I think, three times when significant distances. Like they had some stones.
Yeah, or dodgy play calling.
Well, that too. Right near the end. That too. But they weren't going to settle for a field goal late because they knew it wouldn't do it for them.
Plan
to
win.
They had to get six.
Yeah, plan to win.
If you give Mahomes a minute and some field, he's going to beat you.
That Chiefs D couldn't stop them. It was, marched the field. Four touchdowns for Herbert and the Chargers now. 30-24, and really should be 3-0.
He's a star.
He is a star.
He's an absolute star. Like, who would you rather have at quarterback right now in their second year? Like, Mahomes he's right there still. But, I mean, how can you not be excited about the future of this kid? If you had to start from scratch right now, he's one of the first names you'd take.
And for a team, and you've had fun at their expense, that has trouble with clock management and coaching. Their coach has got some stones.
He's got some stones. I think he understood the clock, but then I watched the last 30 seconds of yesterday. I don't know if he did it. Man.
Play to win. Why not?
Same stadium as the Rams. They have clocks in that one, right?
They do, I think, yeah. Big ones. We'll talk to JLC coming up about 7:25. Right now, let's get into the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city, and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Boys!
Hi, Ryan.
Flames in action at the Dome last night. How about that? Yeah. Third Sunday of the NFL season. A chance for the Jays to move within a game of the wild card and a rare occurrence at the Ryder Cup. We start with the NFL! Oh, yes! We're back. Week 3. Huh.
We're back.
We were just talking about it, so let's start right there. Chargers and Chiefs in Arrowhead. Touchdown favorites of the Chiefs.
Pass to the end zone, and it's a touchdown. He beats Hughes again. Great throw, great job, but why?
Yeah.
So we talked about that. That's Mike Williams' second touchdown of the game. Rather than run a play and kill all of the clock and kick a game-winning field goal, they get the 6 points from the touchdown, miss the convert, and give the ball back to Mahomes with like 37 seconds. The longest year of my life, those 37 seconds. Chargers do hang on to win 30-24. Big upset. Chiefs are 1-2, Dean.
That's such a great call because I think everybody's, well, they're going to throw it.
Yeah, let's hear that again.
Oh, it's a touchdown.
A touchdown to Williams, but.
That's good, right?
But great throw, great job, but why?
Huge upset. Chiefs off to a rough start. Let's go to New Orleans, New England. Jameis against that kid. The new guy hadn't thrown a pick, right?
Yeah.
Hill again. Has the hole and a huge touchdown late in this game for Hill and the Saints.
I don't think I have to explain. He did throw a pick in this one. Three interceptions for Mac Jones. Tough one for him. New Orleans roll to a 28-13 victory. That would ice it. Pats are 1-2. And they get Brady and the Bucks coming off a loss next week. Spoiler alert. Get that pencil out, Bill. You got some work to do.
A bit of a spoiler alert, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, so get ready for the biggest, most hyped regular season game in the history of the NFL next week in primetime. Baltimore-Detroit, good to the last drop.
On its way. It bounces off the crossbar, and it's good!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my! Did that just happen, Greg?
66 yards, a new NFL record. That's Justin Tucker with no time left.
There's no turds here.
Are you kidding me? Lamar gets him into field goal position. Tucker wins the game. Baltimore 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kneecap biters are 0-3.
There's no turds here.
Atlanta Giants. Somebody had to win this one, right?
Young Wei Koo from 40. The kick is straight through.
It wasn't the Giants. Sorry about that, folks. 17-14, Atlanta wins there. Saquon Barkley did look like a running back in the NFL this week. He found the end zone. Tip of the cap to him. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger is at 70% at this point of his life. Is what? That's like you with a prosthetic limb.
What do you? What did like, I do?
No,
I'm just sitting here drinking coffee.
I'm just saying, any of us
taking
like,
runs.
We're just average common Joes. You know who did look like a good young quarterback is Joe Burrow. Whew.
And going deep into the end zone and caught by Chase. Oh my goodness, what a grab! 34-yard touchdown throw. Chase has now come up with three long touchdown receptions in three consecutive games.
Don't worry, he'd add another. That's four in three games. Matty, your boys, 2-1, tied for the division lead.
You love to see it.
Love to see it. And that chase catch, he caught like the back half of the ball at full speed. Like, how did he do that?
This guy's pretty good.
Remember when people were talking in the preseason? Jamar Chase, he doesn't know how to catch a football. It's like, dude, torch the NCAA. He's going to figure it out. And Joe Burrow's like, yeah, I know when game day is and when they matter, he'll be there. He's been there. 4-3.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
Top of the division. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ground.
Speaking top of the division, Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts.
Third and goal. Tannehill fires. McNichols got a step. Touchdown. Jeremy McNichols. Tannehill comes up clutch on third down.
Third down and third touchdown of the day. Washington Buffalo. This is a blowout. Rhett, your boys look good.
End zone four. Touchdown passes today. Emmanuel Sanders grabs that one.
That's just Manny being Manny. Two for Emmanuel Sanders.
Should have played him, I guess.
Sanders?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth career game for Allen. Fifth of his career, four TDs, 300 passing yards.
Also threw for another, though. You don't want to sell him short, right? Yeah.
Broke a tie with Jim Kelly for most in Bills history.
Well, he's at the end of his career, so it's nice of him to get here.
He did it in a hurry.
Yeah,
no.
Really.
I'm just a Bill.
Bills
yes,
are good.
I'm only a Bill.
Mm-hmm. Gotta like him after that week one stumble against Pittsburgh.
Stumbles. How do you lose that?
Maddie's boys, the Cardinals, found themselves down to the Jaguars early. The Jags would lose, but we can't not play this highlight.
Got it up. Brings it out of the end zone. Agnew. Still running. Agnew. Touchdown, Jacksonville. 109 yards. Incredible.
Yeah, incredible indeed. Also a little karma. Don't try 68 yarders without thinking bad things are going to happen to you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's a good point, buddy.
Like, if you're trying to win the game, sure. That was, like, heading into the half, I think, or before that.
Yeah, they seemed very ill-prepared for a run back on that.
And you should be prepared for a run back when you attempt a 68-yard field goal, Arizona. Cards would win anyway. Two for James Conner, Rhett. They're 3-0 now.
Should have played him.
Oh, you did not play James Conner? Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's hardly touched the ball.
He was due. Chicago, Cleveland. This was an exhibition of defense. And, oh, yeah, Cleveland's got lots of weapons.
Third down, Hunt. Hunt breaks a tackle, and he's got a first down. He's still on his feet. Kareem Hunt breaks it towards the end zone, and he's in.
Kareem Hunt, watch your mouth. He's still good.
That was quite a... What do you call that? The kind of the... Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, a little juke.
I mean,
see you later.
There was
bad,
a juke.
Bad guy, good player. I mean, bad guy.
Yeah, he's kind of headed home and taking his lumps publicly. He still did some horrible things, and he can still run for some serious touchdowns.
Yeah.
Those
started him, Rhett.
26-6. How many yards of total offense for Chicago? What was this? Justin Fields got like
the
first down.
Yeah, where was
not
it? Here?
Good.
It was not good at all.
It was basically watching Cleveland running at a guy with no O-line, it looked like.
47 total yards.
Oh.
They ran 42 plays and surrendered 9 sacks.
Oh, my goodness. I think they were negative on rush yards when you factored the sacks in.
It was quite a day.
Not good. Not good at all. Afternoon games, let's go. The Broncos and Jets were not close. Denver 26-0.
J-E-T-E-Jets.
Covering my 20.5.
That is a dysfunctional organization right there, folks. Miami, Las Vegas. Somehow this game needed overtime despite Oakland being up by 11 after gifting the Miami Dolphins a 14-0 lead early.
Carson, that's a winner. Viva Las Vegas. The Raiders are 3-0 for the first time in 19 years.
And those jerks cost us a lot of money, too, Dean.
That was a gross win.
That was very disgusting. Line was 4, 4.5. They're up by 11, and Miami had not moved the ball for like 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters. Cash it!
Yeah.
Cash it!
If I didn't have money on the board, I'd probably be less upset about it. But
I feel the same way. How that goes. Seattle and Minnesota. The Vikings are awful. Seattle's great. Seattle's going to romp, right? Hang on.
Addison in motion. Fake the give. Cousins throws for the end zone. It's Jefferson who's got the touchdown.
Bit of a surprise there. Vikings 30, Seahawks 17.
You said it last week talking about how not totally replaceable, but how with running backs, you can kind of plug and play.
And Dalvin Cook, a good guy, yeah.
Dalvin Cook not going to play. Oh, well, they're going to really suffer on the ground game. 112 yards on 26 carries for Madison.
That'll do. And Cook will be back at some point, and they're fine. Kirk Cousins actually,
Kirk
actually performed well. First one ever against Seattle in his career. Tampa Bay, Los Angeles. First time Tom Brady's played in Los Angeles. Weird. Say that. It's true. Got the Rams, and the Rams, well, they got him.
The strength is attacking them in the air. Boy, no pressure on Stafford. Jackson, they finally hit it. DeSean Jackson. Touchdown. Friday, catch the most original police drama in years.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's about time we got a TV show about police.
Yeah,
hey? Joe Buck, he and I are on the same page on this.
Friday, catch the most original police drama in years.
Thank goodness.
Nightcap was Green Bay, San Francisco. Man, the Niners are getting all the calls. This was crazy. Did you see Devontae Adams get drilled? Mm. Vulnerable receiver, head-to-head contact, nothing on the play. 2 minutes down on the turf. Somehow the Niners claw their way back in. Looks like they go ahead late, but you can't give Aaron Rodgers any time, and they gave him 32 seconds in which he did more than the Chicago Bears in an hour. That sets up a potential game-winning kick for Mason Crosby.
Here it is. Placement made. Kick to the uprights. And it is good! It is good! It is good! Mason Crosby has done it again! 51-yard walk-off field goal to win it for the Packers.
That's 620 The Breeze in San Francisco. No, that's the Green Bay Packers radio call. Yeah. Sorry about that. Got that one backwards. And if you didn't like week three, there's still one chance to win you over. Can we do that, huh? One to go. Finally a game at Jerry's house, Dean.
Oh, cocky!
That's right. Cowboys. Eagles. What's our line at? Have we seen a little movement here? Last I checked, 3.5 Dallas favorite at home.
Yeah, I think. Well, I know I took them last week in my picks. I think they were -4.
It's moving a little.
You got Eagles +4 last Friday. Boom.
Yeah.
3.5. That's what I'm seeing right here.
3.5.
The over-under set at 51.5. Do we have any feels on the Cowboys and the surprising Eagles under Jalen Hurts?
I think this is going to be a dandy. I think there's going to be some offense in this one.
I don't like the Cowboys. I think it's one of those huge, huge orgs. Anything they do, time they do anything, it's like front page news. Like, stop it. Stop talking about the Cowboys. I'll watch this offense all day. Prescott's healthy. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Maybe they'll find someone that can run the ball for more than 3 yards a pop.
I'm with you. I know that people hate the Cowboys, but that's why you love having the black hat.
Totally.
It gets you invested. That should be a great game.
Rhett, you want to make a pick, or should we wait for that? You excited about the game tonight, or what? Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I feel the exact same way. Bluebirds in Minnesota.
Good-looking young man. He's going to be fine in life, I would think.
Large man as well. Jay's looking for a split at Target Field, a chance to move back within a game of the second wild card with the Yankees and Red Sox playing later last night. One of those teams would be guaranteed to lose. The Bats finally came to life with Alek Manoah on the mound.
0-2. There's a swing and a high fly ball out to left center field. Buxton going to the wall at the bullpen. He stops. It's gone! Danny Jansen with a 3-run home run. And the Blue Jays have the early lead.
Yeah, they'd had another long shot as well. As suddenly one of their coldest, most worrisome spots in the lineup, the leadoff spot, came to life with George Springer.
Jack's from the line. Springer swings and he vaults one high and deep out to left field. That's headed towards the bullpen and gone! George Springer with a rising line drive.
That would make it 4-1. They'd hang on for a 5-2 win. 4-out save for Jordan Romano. Jays win 5-2. They do split the set in many. Now the Yankees and Red Sox, Dean, I saw it was 3-2 Red Sox, top of the eighth. So I'm sure that, somebody came in and closed that up, sewed it up for the... Yeah, that was 4 runs coming in the eighth. Yankees win.
They won 6-3. Sorry, Ryan. They put up 4 in the eighth on Saturday. They put up 4 in the eighth yesterday. They sweep the Boston Red Sox. And even yesterday, just little things. Judge was on second for that mammoth Stanton home run, and probably shouldn't have been. He should have been. It looked like it was a swing.
Yeah, they called a what?
Swing and a miss, and...
They called a foul tip, and he was out.
Yeah, the catcher dropped the ball, but they're saying it was kind of on the transfer from the glove to the hand. They said, no, he dropped the ball, gets another chance at it, and hits a double off the wall, and then the Stanton home run. So,
They're rolling.
I'm okay with it.
I know you are. You got the right hat on today for
but, it. I did not see it going that way.
Yankees 6 in a row now. I believe the Sox had won 6 or 7 in a row heading into this series. They all lost 3 in a row. It's a sweep. They swept the Bo Sox with playoff positioning on the line in September. That's big.
How do you predict baseball, right?
You can't.
The Yankees won 13 straight, and then they lost for about 3 weeks straight. And like you said, the Sox looked like they were rolling and got caved in.
So here's how it looks. Yankees hold the first wild card. Red Sox, the second wild card. They're a game up on Toronto, who have an off date today. They'll play a three-game set against the Yankees starting tomorrow. Off date today.
It's agua under the bridge.
Yeah, drink some agua. Get ready for the series, boys. They're back in Toronto. By the way, expanded capacity at the Rogers Centre. You ready for 30,000 fans? Yeah, that'll be good. For that series?
I'm just glad for our parent company.
Well, yeah. Thanks for coming in on the weekend, Matt.
Yeah.
Stand right. Sounds like they're contemplating Ryu in the opener. This isn't, they're contemplating, again, nothing announced, but potentially Ryu, Barrios, and Ray.
Working on his command, you know, and again, resting his arm for sure, number one, and his neck, and then just working on his command and all his pitches. And Pete Walker feels really good about him, so that's good too.
Get some samba music in the back. What's going on there? Pushing back Matts away from this series, probably not a bad idea against those Yankees bats. And Barrios and Ray, your best two pitchers. So if Ryu wants to look good coming off the IL, that would help. But the Yankees look like a behemoth right now.
Can you imagine at points of this season where you'd say that the Jays would be right there going into the final week of the season, and you're a little unsteady on Ryu? He's the one guy that you don't
Everyone else you're pretty good with.
You feel good with.
Gurriel didn't play on the weekend after Grichuk stepped on his hand. Remember that on Thursday? That was weird. They're hopeful he could be ready to start the series tomorrow, but he's got some gashes that were opened up by the cleats of Grichuk right on where he grabs the bat, so we'll see. Big one, Dino. Yankees looking dangerous right now.
I just don't know why Grichuk would do that. What a terrible thing to do to your teammate.
Feels like he's an agent for the Yankees. Get him out of here. Flames.
It was only positive vibes.
Just positive vibes for sure. What looked like the third and fourth lines for Calgary and some of their defensemen, but no one you'd even want close to the top pair?
Not much. Yeah, not much.
And the Oilers, well, some guys with first names and last names look pretty good.
As Hamblin walks in, Hamblin to the backhand scores. Derek Ryan leads the charge, digs it free and behind the net. Now it bounces in front. Ryan whacking and hacking scores. He leaves it behind the net for Ryan, who centers it now. Borgo shoots and scores. Berlini, who speeds down the ice. Berlini shoots. Good save. Rebound. He scores.
Yeah, 4-0. Daryl, what did you see out there?
I just think our defense were not good enough below the goal line to get the pucks and move pucks, so it's tough to get a rhythm.
Yeah, there were some clearing attempts that were kept in at the blue line. There were some battles lost down low. I think the defense was not the highlight of the game.
No, they have lots of different defenses, like the big guys, the medium guys, the little guys.
The bigger ones.
The bigger ones.
Yeah, the big,
because they're paying
ones.
The bigger ones like almost six a year combined, right?
Yeah, they're making a lot of dough, for sure. Oh, jeez.
It's game one, Matty. Don't
now,
just,
I was,
burn it yet.
I was watching this one online, and not a great night for the Flames, but Peter Laborteus, as only Pete can do, did find one aspect of the Flames' offense that he thought was performing quite well.
Good dumps.
That's important.
He thought that the dumps were...
Everything's got to time up nicely in
dumps.
A game day.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryder Cup. See this? Wow.
And the rights of Empire.
And the right saw hand flare.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that went wrong for the Americans on the weekend. They throttled Europe 19-9. It was basically celebrating from Saturday afternoon on. One of the more lopsided Ryder Cups ever, and just the second win in six attempts for the Americans, third of the last 10. Europe's owned them and arrived with an older roster. The Americans are calling this maybe the greatest American Ryder Cup team of all time.
Largest margin of victory since Continental Europe was introduced in 1979. Ooh. Largest since USA won by 10 points back in 1975.
It's a while ago. Mm-hmm. And finally, some CFL news.
We're on the way, baby! Never give up!
Never give up.
Well, Royce Metchie to what, sixth game, Matty?
Yep, starting Canadian safety, six-game injured list. Heard it in the last game against Hamilton. He's done for the season with a bicep tear. Don't want to say tear, bicep injury.
And not for the year, not a six-game.
Done for the year. No Canadian safety. They'll look to, they're going to have to probably do a reshuffle with the ratio here, or else Nick Stats, the Calgarian, is going to be the new starting safety. We'll see what happens back at practice tomorrow.
Well, that is the Pinder Report.
Football is a violent sport.
Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city, and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Jason Lacanfora coming up near the bottom of the hour, about 7:25. We'll talk, obviously, some football with him, and then we will look at our picks from Friday, which, again, all we do is win Win-win. That's what we do. It's all we do. We'll talk about it.
No matter what. Yeah.
That's right. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning with Warner and Pinder continues. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the number one rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
So Wednesday, we are going to be broadcasting from Can Golf in Canmore.
Love it.
See how what they did there? Can?
Yep. Canmore.
And you can golf at Can Golf, but Canmore.
I think you should stop.
Come check out why it's a truly unique experience in the Bow Valley. World-class golf simulators, best of the bow, food and beverage offering, an event space, stunning patio. It has got all you need for your indoor fun at the Canadian Rockies.
Can't wait to do that show for Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. And texting with our boy Luke Alvey over the weekend with that Ryder Cup going on. Saying, hey, you let the people know. Anyone in Canmore, Banff, you want to come watch a live show? Just give them a little dingle Wednesday morning. They can watch Dean roll out of the rack at 3:30.
Well, I was going to say, you can come and see Retro and myself and Pinder, the Pinder hairdo, and just how groggy we look at this time of day. CanGolfCanmore.ca. Check out that, because we've talked to Luke. We've had him on. CanGolfCanmore.ca is the website to find out more details about all of that. Right now, let's get to the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With our I'm sorry, Maddie. We don't have him yet, do we? Sorry. Mm-hmm. I saw the phone. I thought he was there. We're going to talk to JLC in a moment.
He's letting the dog out.
That's right. Yeah. Copper.
Copper.
Poor Copper.
Can I just put in a request with Luke right now?
Yeah.
A couple I'm going to do a double breakfast again if that's okay with him.
Right. So
I'm going to go with the classic.
Okay.
Yeah. Scrambled. No. Over easy. Mm-hmm. With the bacon and the hash.
Not doing Benedict, eh?
Well, they don't have Benedict. But So I'm going to do the classic and the breakfast ciabatta.
I had a question asked about what sort of food Rhett likes, and it was a few paragraphs I sent back, but I said, you're not going to do wrong with nachos, anything breakfast, and meat. So you'll be happy.
Nice. Excited now. You guys want to ride out together? Buds? Hey, buds, you guys want to ride out together?
But see, Rhett, here's the thing. If we ride out together, then you need to wait till Ryan is done at 10 o'clock.
Well, not even
10. Lots of replays.
We might have the old tour with our promo, our contest winner on Wednesday morning. So we might have I might have to get my own set of wheels there.
I know. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we are set. Let's talk some NFL, shall we?
Sportsnet 960 NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Brought to you by McLeod Trail Midas. Skip the dealer and get your car winter ready during their customer appreciation event. On now. See the specials on Facebook and book your appointment today at McLeodTrailMidas.com.
Now, Jason, good morning. Is everything okay?
What's going on?
Well, I guess they're doing utility work in my neighborhood because I have no power. So I'm sitting here waiting for the home phone to ring, and then I look over at the microwave clock, and it's dead. And then I go into the living room, and the cable box is off. So, yeah, we've got no power, but my phone has enough to get me through this. So, no, I'm all good. Hope you guys are well.
The toaster isn't working for your Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Can't microwave any popcorn. No. What are you going to eat? Like, what are you going
to
do here?
I'd have to start a little fire in the backyard if I wanted to do anything cooking related. The worst part, though, is especially on a Monday morning, the little Nespresso, where I'm good for about four of those usually by 10 a.m. I can't do my little, I can't drop the pot in the Nespresso thing and make a coffee. So that's a problem.
What's that called? It's going
Starbucks.
Going jets when there's just no power at all. You're completely blacked out. Nothing's happening, right?
Yeah, when there's
nothing
happening.
Nothing works.
Yeah, it's pure jets. I saw this morning they've scored three first half points in the three games combined. How does this get better for the Jets this year?
Yeah, they've got a minus 50 scoring differential already. They played 3 weeks. I think it's 20 points for and 70 against.
Yeah.
So you know what? Keep doing the math on that.
We don't need to talk about the Jets. Let's talk about some.
Nah.
You know what? I was reading somebody on Twitter, and they were saying in a game like the Chargers and the Chiefs, a lot of the narrative, just because it's going to go on the negative side, and you're going to say, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Why are? But in a game like this, maybe you should shift the focus to the team that did enough to win.
Yeah.
How about Herbert and that offense and the coaching staff and everything? A little dodgy at the end, and we'll talk about it. But how about the Chargers going into to Arrowhead and kind of winning convincingly?
I mean, there was so much peak Charger stuff going on, except for them actually finding a way to win a game. But the earlier fourth and four that they converted, I mean, this feels like it's at least the sixth really significant potential offensive play that they've had negated by a false start or, you know, somebody not being set at the line, an illegal procedure, an illegal formation. And sure enough, they had a wide receiver who wasn't set. And that fourth and four gets erased. And you know, that was a big game. They're probably going to go up 21-0 there. And then I think even for Mahomes, that might be a bridge too far. So that doesn't go their way, but they keep going forward on fourth and four and fourth and nine. And Herbert is just absolutely preternatural. He's otherworldly. And they find a way to win this thing in the end and kind of, you know, pull a Mahomes on Mahomes. It's such a crazy league. You know, the Chiefs could be 3-0. The Chiefs could be 0-3. I mean, they really are about you know, if you depends which way you want to break it down. You know, there's about a 5-minute stretch against the Browns where that doesn't happen that way. They're 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's indicative of the league. Are the Chargers ready to completely take off the training wheels? I don't know. I mean, they should have beat the brakes off of Dallas the week before and couldn't score. You know what I mean? Couldn't find a way to score into the low 20s against a bad Dallas defense that was without its top pass rushers, in large part because of their own mistakes and penalties and typical Chargers stuff. But I believe in the talent. I think that left tackle is special. I think they've filled some of their holes. I think the quarterback covers up a lot that could ail them. They should be a handful if they could stay relatively healthy, which has been an issue for them. I think Brandon Staley's the real deal at head coach, but he still has a learning curve, as we saw at the end of that game, where I don't know why they're scoring a touchdown. I don't know why you don't bleed that clock down to 2 seconds and take the chip shot field goal and call it a day.
I was just going to ask. I mean, they were so successful throwing the ball, they didn't really seem to have much interest in draining the clock. That has to be something they would do differently if they try again, no?
I mean, at the very least, make them use that timeout. That was a strange one.
Okay.
But they got away with it. Night, I guess they're the new Chargers.
Night game last night. Similar situation. You give the ball to a quarterback with 30 seconds left. Unlike Mahomes, though, Rodgers got him within field goal range and kicked the winner.
Yeah, it felt a lot like the Monday night game 2 weeks ago, right? 37 seconds, no timeouts. Go see if you can win it on, you know, somebody's leg. And Carlson did it, and Crosby did it. And Carr did it, and Rodgers did it. Pretty wild ball game. I think those are two pretty good teams. I do feel like, though, the 49ers in a bit of a crisis here because, and I've been as guilty of this as anyone, you just say, it doesn't matter who they have at running back, the scheme is the star, and they'll just road grade people and they'll kill you with outside zone. And that really hasn't been there to anything close to the degree we're accustomed to, and they're picking running backs up off practice squads and off the street and having to play them. And I do wonder, and frankly, from what I was hearing, I thought we would have seen more Trey Lance last night. Now, he did make, obviously, a huge play that got them back in the game and made that a ball game and kind of keyed the whole second half rally. But I do wonder about that transition because, first and foremost, that's a team that has to almost force you to defend their box like they're a top five, you know, rushing team and that they could take something to the house on the ground at any given moment. And I just don't know that element's there right now. And I don't know that Garoppolo is special enough to get them where they want to go without the kind of run action they're used to having.
How's Devontae Adams allowed to come back on the field like 3 minutes after he was down for 2 minutes? Like, is there not any sort of protocol? Like, it's 2021. We know that brain injuries are serious, right?
Yeah, I have reached out to the league on multiple levels for any sort of explanation or for further clarification as to whether there will be a joint NFL-NFLPA investigation into whether the protocols were enacted properly. It certainly seemed like that was not enough time to do the kind of cognitive testing that is expected to be done in a situation like that. You know, they've added the spotters, they've added more medical people on the sidelines, but we've certainly seen instances where things don't appear to have gone the way they should. And we have seen in the past, you know, some investigations lead to financial slaps on the wrist or otherwise for certain teams. So, yeah, I would say stay tuned, but I am efforting more information on that.
Jason Lockenfora, our NFL insider here on Sportsnet. The finale in Detroit, back-to-back weeks, Baltimore has been raising their hands at the final buzzer. But, man, does any part of you kind of feel for the Lions here?
Of course. I mean, they got double-jobbed. I mean,
yeah.
Somehow a second and a half comes off in real time, like in reality, between when that play clock stops and when, and when that ball is snapped. There should have been a delay of game call. In the moment, I don't think the Lions coaching staff was aware or necessarily focused on that. Now it's, all right, well, is this guy going to make a 66-yard field goal to break our hearts? And I mean, the way it went through, I mean, to hit a ball from that far and have it come down on the crossbar and then still have enough backspin or whatever to not bounce out, but to flip back through the uprights. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Is that geometry? We're talking angles and
physics, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not, you know.
But I totally know what you're saying. Yes.
Oh, Einstein, but yeah. It just would seem like if you let him try that 5,000 more times, I'm not sure it would play out exactly like that.
Yeah.
But it did. And the Ravens got away with one they shouldn't have. And a day in which their mistakes, drops, missed tackles, blown assignments, really allowed the Lions to hang around longer than they should have. And I give Dan Campbell full marks, man. They are playing their backsides off. They've been down by 3 scores in I think, all these games. And, you know, have hung tough, right? I mean, they were with the Packers, you know, midway through the third quarter. They came back on the 49ers and damn near pulled off a crazy upset. You know, and here you're thinking that it's probably over at the half, and they come back and, you know, almost win that thing. So at least from a baseline of, like, effort, competitiveness, you know, culture, all that stuff coaches talk about, they're not an easy out. They're not a messed up joke operation right now like some of these other teams are.
Not to say they're a joke or a messed up, but watching Red Zone, so it's all over the place, right? But watching the highlight or watching the game, that Steelers at home to Cincy, and you've got Burrow and Chase on one side, and it's very exciting. But it feels like we're seeing the end of it here for Pittsburgh, right?
I mean, it's been over since last December. It's just a matter of time until the Steelers get around to acknowledging it and letting somebody else attempt to be their quarterback for the first time in 18 years. It's over. I mean, he throws that second interception, puts it right in Logan Wilson's breadbasket. And I'm looking at the real-time numbers. And he's attempted 21 passes for 92 yards.
Oof.
I mean, it's like 4.4 yards per attempt. How did that happen? Like, what is that? You know what I mean? You got Najee Harris catching balls that come out in 2 seconds with linebackers all over him, and he's getting blown up in medicine balls. And Juju's out because everything Juju makes is a contested catch because the guy's only pushing it 5 yards downfield. And so, yeah, there's a lot of bodies there. I mean, they can't run the ball. He doesn't provide any help there. It's a young offensive line that's going to need some time, but he can't buy time for them because he can't move anymore. He's getting hit way more than he should. I mean, the whole thing, it just has no chance. And if you go back to the first game they lost last year, he's made 8 starts. They're 2-6. He's got a QB rating of like 81.92, 15 touchdown passes, 11 picks. That doesn't even include the fumbles. He's averaging barely over 6 yards per attempt. He's throwing too much because they can't run it, in part because you don't have to defend the quarterback in the run game. And a lot of the best offenses now you do. They really need to open it up for Najee Harris and get into some option looks and play some RPO games and mess around with the mesh point and get some, pitch him some balls with a moving pocket and a quarterback on the move. That's not this guy.
Yeah.
It
was just, it was seeing him pick. Yeah, to see him.
It's over.
Picking himself up off the turf and then sitting on the bench with his head hanging. Veteran guys want to stay in there, but you could see, and even if he was waiting for Tomlin to take him out, like he was done. The body language was so awful for Roethlisberger and really for that whole team.
Well, and it's a very different team too. He's not going to the bench and commiserating with DeCastro and Pouncey. You know what I mean? It's a rookie center. It's a rookie left tackle. I'm not sure they have a right tackle. I mean, It's not his coordinator, right? It's not Randy Fiechner, who was with him forever as a quarterback coach and a coordinator. It's Matt Canada, who came from the college game. Like, you'll never convince me that Matt Canada is not sitting there saying, give me Mason freaking Rudolph. Like, let me at least try to implement some concepts that'll at least allow us to, hold on to the ball and milk the clock a little bit and get this young running back going. Because a traditional running game with this guy at quarterback and that offensive line, We're cooked. It's been over. And at some point, Mike Tomlin and the Rooney family will concede as much, and they'll start evaluating the quarterback position in a way they haven't had to in about 20 years. I would say they're 2 years too late to this, because you could kind of tell 2 years ago that Mason Rudolph probably is not that guy, and you might want to keep throwing more darts at the quarterback position through the draft and otherwise to look for that guy. Haskins, we'll see. I mean, they picked him up, off the scrap heap, and he's still young. But he's not super athletic either. He's not going to unlock a lot in your run game. And look, I'm not telling you Mason Rudolph is Steve Young. But if, Mason Rudolph could extend a drive with his legs. Mason Rudolph, if you don't defend him, could take an option play and run it 15 yards to live and fight another day. And even just a little bit of that, I think right now, would go a long way, as bad as that offense is.
Sorry, go ahead, Ryan. I was
just thought on the Rams. That's a big win over Tom Brady's first trip to L.A., although we knew the Rams were good. They just showed it against the defending champs, right?
They did. I thought it'd be a little closer game. The Tampa was always chasing and kind of trying to score enough to stay within 2 scores, but it never quite felt like it was their day. Look, Stafford and McVay are going to make beautiful music together. I think, Tampa's another team, they haven't really put it all together yet, And we thought they would, considering the way they ended last season. But they really struggled against a bad Cowboys defense. They let Atlanta back in that game. And then in this game, some of those cracks in the defense we saw the first 2 weeks at certain points in time were there now. They're not getting the pass rush we thought they would get. They're thin in the secondary all of a sudden. And even the linebackers, who can be so special, with their, a combination of speed and size and ability to play the ball, that they haven't quite been at the level they were at during the run to the Super Bowl last year. So, yeah, it's weird. It's another one where Tom Brady came up a little small in sort of one of these national windows or international windows.
Led his team in rushing, though.
You could see his frustration. What's that?
He led his team in rushing. 3 rushes for 14 yards.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And, I think sometimes in the course of a season, you're going to hit these scenarios where you have to reset and rethink. And, they got a way too one-dimensional last year before really changing things at that late week 13 bye. But look, losing to the Rams in L.A. is not, there's no shame in that. That's a good football team. The defense had it cranked up. I do worry about their depth a little bit on defense, but there's no shortage of star power. And look, Sean, I mean, I think they put the graphic up. I mean, when Sean McVay is leading like that at the half, it's been an impossible nut to crack to this point. And he's now got a quarterback who he doesn't have to manage through the game, who he's got a quarterback he feels like he can unleash from the first play to the last play call. And that allows him to go in with a degree of confidence and sort of ferocity that he really hasn't had ever before, because he's kind of been with more system guys. So Stafford is a special quarterback. I think people are coming around to seeing that now that he's with an organization that knows what it's doing, and he's with a master class play caller and game planner and scheme designer.
Well, Jay, you may need to go get a Honda generator or something. Good luck there with your...
Yeah, because I got a lot of TV I'm supposed to do from the old house here today and radio. So I'm going to mosey down to the corner and see if there's somebody there with like an orange jacket on who might be able to tell me when I get my power back.
Good enough. Thank you, man. Talk to you.
Yeah. Investigative reporting.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Sportsnet 960 NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora. Brought to you by McLeod Trail Midas. Skip the dealer and get your car winter ready during their customer appreciation event. On now. See the specials on Facebook and book your appointment today at McLeodTrailMidas.com.
Tonight it is the Cowboys. I feel like it's always entertaining when the Cowboys are involved.
Never boring.
Eagles, Cowboys, both teams even at 1-1.
I think we
weeks.
Kind of know what the Cowboys are, but the Eagles are the big wild card with Hurts.
Yeah.
Right?
Tonight, though, we have got Flames hockey on your radio. They are in Abbotsford to play the Vancouver Canucks. Game 2 of 8. Last night, they lose 4-0 on home ice to the Oilers.
They didn't ask me to drop the puck. I don't know what...
Weird.
So I changed my number, I guess.
Yeah. Because you are... a fan favorite back
beloved,
there.
Beloved, yeah.
We'll come back and take a look at our NFL picks. The point spread picks from Friday.
John Gruden owes me $76.
Spread it around.
Yeah, we'll spread it next. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
This is Boomer in the Morning with Rhett Warner and Ryan Pinder. Stream online, download the Sportsnet app, and always on your smart speaker. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the #1 rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
Monday, welcome back, 7:54. Monday means Eric Francis. Monday's coming up in the 9.
Just got a text.
Yeah?
He took in the game last night at the Dome.
Eric Francis Mondays in the 9, brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. Tuesdays and Sundays, Century Downs Racetrack and Casino. Limited fan access is available. You can also take part by watching from home. For more info on how to get in on the action, visit hpibet.com.
Oof.
I was looking, Rhett, to get the math, and you know how I am with math.
Math on what?
On the Buffalo Bills, they lost in week one but put up 16. Then last week it was 35, and this week it was 43.
So what you're saying is that's scoring more is better?
94 points over the first 3 weeks of the season. Or maybe more impressively, 78 in the last 2 weeks.
Well, are we surprised?
I think
week one was the only surprising part.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It was just weird to see it in week one because it's the overreaction. You have nothing to compare it against. You're like, this team isn't mediocre. Why did they look mediocre?
To cost us money.
Yes,
it's the only rationale I have for it. Every Friday, we make our point spread picks and get you set for the weekend. Now, keep in mind, none of these, we're not looking for parlays, right? We're just giving you single game betting. It's just, so don't look at it in that sort of a lens. But these are, we go back now to Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie put this, put all the picks together. Matt, where do you, who wants to start here? Because we've got a point, I guess, explain our points, the point values here.
So, for the points, if you hit your lock,
yeah,
clink, you get 2 points.
Clink.
Yeah.
If you get one of your other two picks, single point. Yeah. And we are also awarding a half point for pushes.
Right.
Fair.
So.
Not sure why we get, because we're not getting anything on the push, why are we getting points?
Well, it's better than a loss. A loss, you get 0 points. At least you get your money back.
Mm. All right.
So a maximum of 4 points a week. You'd think we're flirting with what, 12 points? Anyone at 11 and a half? Where are we? Let's find out.
Where do you want to start week three?
Well, let's start here.
Okay. And my lock of the week, Tampa Bay Buccaneers going into L.A. to play the Rams. Bucs are a one-point favorite. I'm putting my faith in Big Tom. I think the Eagles have been shockingly good this year. Their new quarterback is mobile. He's a threat to run all the time. I like their, I know Ertz is out, but Goddard is, I like their tight end. I think they, I'm taking 4 points in Dallas against the Cowboys. I haven't liked Zeke. They got one receiver. So I'm taking the Eagles plus four in the Monday Nighter.
Okay. So to be determined.
I don't like the Dolphins at all. Sorry, to be determined tonight.
We'll see tonight. They do have two receivers. That's a problem. It looked like Amari Cooper wasn't going to go.
Cooper's
he is going to go.
Probably going to go now. So, you know. And how this is going to go, I'll just throw it out there. If I'm right, you'll hear a lot about it tomorrow. If I'm wrong, it won't be brought up at all.
Crickets.
So probably how that's,
Flames game tonight. Be too busy.
So much to do tomorrow. Yep, lots of guests. Yeah. I don't like the Dolphins' chances at all. They didn't score a point last week. They're going into Vegas. The Raiders have been real good, and even if they take a bit of a step back, I still think they are good enough to beat Miami by four. So give me Vegas. Give me Gruden. Minus four.
I can't say the words on the air that I want to say about the Raiders and what they did to us yesterday.
Multiple lives tonight.
Up by 11, up by 8, and then they got Jacoby Brissetted.
They spotted him 14 to start.
Gross.
You spot a team 14, you get up by 11, and what? Backdoor cover that thing? They should have won by 30. Furious.
That's how I feel.
Gross.
All right, so I go 0-for on my lock. I do not get Miami. I need...
Well, you're 0-for on the week so far.
I need an Eagles cover tonight to have any sort of pride left. Maddie, who's up? Who's lucky enough?
I'm on the Maddie Rosenbloom train.
Rosenbloom!
Go Cards and Kyler. Let's do it. Minus 7.5 over Jacksonville. Yes, please. Thank you very much. That's my lock of the week.
Wow. Yes. Two Tourette's.
On a roll.
Cheating off Maddie's answer key there. Wow.
I got to go with the Bills train always, and I don't know who the Miami Dolphins are playing at quarterback. I'm not following it, but if it upsets Wills, I'm in on it. Go Las Vegas and the Raiders.
So you get one of these and one of these.
Bills win, Vegas does, but don't cover.
Stupid Vegas.
Look at that retro.
Vegas.
Could have had a push, but you lose by the single point.
You know... How do you feel about Vegas now, right?
Yeah.
Well, as long as I'm above 500, I'm not grumpy, but I mean, come on.
Come on.
It's pretty impressive.
Come on.
Impressive showing, Warner. Well done.
Thank you.
And I'll say, if only with that, now, leaning towards MVP of the show. You nail your lock. Wow. That's, you know, that's MVP territory.
See who else nailed their lock?
Where are we going now, Matty Rose?
I'm a little curious with the Patriots being favored by 3 against the Saints. I'll take those points with the Saints in Foxborough. And I kind of like what Rhett was throwing down earlier. I'll jump on the Raiders at home with a suddenly dynamic offense. 2-0 start, make it 3-0. That's going to be my lock. I'll take the Raiders against the Dolphins, minus 4.
So then, clink! Thank you. Sorry, I jumped on your clink.
I nailed the Saints, though. And then I had one more.
I'll take the Chargers plus 7. Divisional game at Arrowhead. I'm not saying they're going to win, but if you want to get in a firefight with Justin Herbert, I think he could probably hang in there. All right? All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. 2-for-3, but I missed my lock.
But you missed the lock.
Right?
Yeah.
Skapski.
Schwerps.
Let it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Cincinnati...
Oh, sorry, Matty. I didn't.
No. You... Play yours again, please.
No. I was going to.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a bunch of bullshit.
So that's what I was going to give the Raiders. On that one.
No, that was a lot of that.
So now what are we doing, Matty? We're going to do.
I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals as my lock of the week. Ooh. Here's what I don't like: the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big Ben banged up. Deontay Johnson
banged up. But I trust Joe Burrow going up against the Steelers D, and they're getting 3 points. So that's going to be my lock of the week, is your Bengals plus three.
Clink.
I love this Raiders line. -4 at home. Dolphins haven't been great. No Tua. We're going to jump on there as well. We're going to take the Raiders -4. And then the last one, I'm going to take the Seahawks -2 at the Vikings. Now, last week, they got absolutely ran all over by Derrick Henry in the second half. Yep. But Dalvin Cook banged up last week. He was on and off the field.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be able to do the same thing that we saw Henry do. So I'm going to take the Seahawks -2. They're on the road in Minnesota.
So close.
Idiot.
You nailed your lock. Your boys, the Bengals.
Clink.
It's so easy today.
It really is.
To look back and think, what was, like, Denver won 26-0.
Like, yeah.
It was 10.5 points.
It's the Jets. How can you not make money betting against the Jets? But then we looked at that line last week and we're like, oh, I don't know.
Low scoring game.
And then Russell comes on and tells about Teddy Two Gloves and like, this seems too easy.
Yeah.
It's just great against
Teddy
the spread.
Teddy Two Gloves.
How about Russick being right on the look-ahead game for the Buccaneers?
Maybe the Rams are just better, guys.
I was going to say, I don't think that was Brady looking for New England.
Brady just like flipping through old photo catalogs on the sideline of him and Belichick, like teary-eyed? No, he just lost.
It's like, wow, we're down early. We better start throwing the ball.
And Gronk, we were reminded of his mortality yesterday. I mean, he was great again, but left with injury. He took, shoulder to the ribs? Whew, I haven't seen him get pop like that in a while.
Not playing me in fantasy, so the string of two touchdowns per game has to come to an end.
You are something. I love
only it. Two last week. Only two, Ryan.
We'll have a fantasy update tomorrow on the Pinder Report. How's that sound?
Almighty.
Not the best.
You got a chance here today, Boom.
The Bills won by, 22?
So Rhett and Boom are both down today with a chance to win tonight.
Oh, chance? I mean, slim.
You have a slim one. Boom's got a real one.
My team's terrible.
I can't lose to Wills. Gee.
You got Dak Prescott. He's going to hang like 6 touchdowns on me.
Well, so I'm going to fluke? Like I have a game of for the history book? Like that's what I need.
All right.
So you two are playing each other this week? Is what we're picking up? So,
yeah, what should we put on the line here, Rhett? Now that I'm up by 28.
I have a hard time betting. Like, I'd like to have some side bets.
It's too
but when your team's averaging 70 points a week, it's difficult.
That's something. You're right.
Fogle might be worse, but that's about it, and I lost to him.
Yeah,
so
he went Zeke early. That's a oof.
Old Patty Dumont trading away Darren Waller right before I had to play him. Yep, don't hate that.
Yeah, and to the guy. I wonder where did he end up? Oh, wait, on Wills' team right before he plays me. That's pretty good. Yeah. Only 4 touchdowns for Stafford yesterday. Only 4, guys. No big deal, right?
Is that good?
Oh, Justin Jefferson, how'd you do? 118 receiving yards and a touchdown? Yeah, it's not bad. Decent.
Not bad.
Yeah. Maybe Aaron Jones is going to have to... what's this? 82 yards rushing, a touchdown, couple catches for 14. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. You got Lamb. You got Goddard. I'm done with your negativity. Beat the wheels off Wilsey tonight. Let's go.
All right, fine. We are going to talk Seattle Kraken when we come back. The Kraken played their first ever game yesterday. Exhibition in Spokane. Preseason, I guess, not exhibition.
Both.
Preseason, whatever you want to call it. But we will we'll talk about the Kraken. Can they do what the Vegas Golden Knights did, which was shock the hockey world and be really good and make the playoffs and make some noise?
And let this day be cursed by we who ready to wake. The Kraken!
That's right.
It's next.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Back to Boomer in the Morning with Rhett Warner and Ryan Pinder. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the #1 rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
For the first time ever, Canada Sports Hall of Fame bringing the Order of Sport Awards to all Canadians. This year's induction ceremony. Going to stream live Sunday, October 3rd. That's this Sunday. There is a cast, a fine collection of ladies and gentlemen who are going to go in. and receive Canada's highest sporting honor. Visit orderofsport.ca/tickets to get your free ticket today. Lori Kane, Steve Nash, Willie O'Ree, and our buddy Sheldon Kennedy, among the inductees going in on October the 3rd. You can get your tickets. You can get them. You can go get them. There's Pinder.
Yo.
That's Matty Rose and Rhett Warner here on the show on a Monday morning just after 8 o'clock.
Bills, 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 Retro.
Calgary Flames last night fall by a score of 4-0. I saw somebody online. It was the Flames B team losing to the Oilers C team, which might be accurate.
It sounds pretty close.
That's what it should be.
There was, yeah, you don't
expecting?
Send. Yeah.
Yeah.
The home team will ice a somewhat more veteran lineup than the other team. Didn't seem to matter. Kyle Turris, Derek Ryan.
Turris is still there. Moldy.
Yeah. So I was just kind
moldy. Of... Moldy?
Well, I mean, it's... that was not
speak
one of
nicely
the...
nicely about people.
Lovely wow. Human. Just how much tread's left on that bald tire?
He was good once, though, right?
Yeah.
We wanted him.
He was a good, fine centerman.
He was a good Burnaby Express, BCHLer, third overall. Had that little contract issue in Arizona.
Yeah. Go to Arizona, son. Just go. So otherwise, you end up in Ottawa? Good call.
Oh, Canada, even worse.
What can we tell you? The top names for the Flames in this one was, I'm guessing you would call it the third line projected for the upcoming season. Michael Backlund with Dylan Dubé and Tyler Pitlick. Now, Pitlick, the right winger, who actually was traded for by the team from Seattle, left the game in the first period, lower body. Daryl Sutter was saying after, it's not ideal for the player, not ideal for the team, because then all of your lines are kind of in a blender for...
Sound like Peltier went and played there for a bit.
55 minutes or so. Lucic, Richardson, and Lewis, a veteran-laden fourth line, was the second line on this night, and then some of the younger players. Obviously, you can't to sit and analyze what we saw last night. It was not a good night for the Flames. They were not very good. The Oilers came in, skated hard, outshot them 48-15. Flames took 7 minor penalties. The goaltenders saw plenty of pucks. Dan Vladar was good for what that was worth. He made 21 saves. Werner came in relief, made a couple of decent saves. He lets in two. They'll play again tonight, working towards the start of the regular season. Now,
wonder if we'll see Dustin Wolf tonight. Those two were playing last night?
Yeah,
I don't know. Just speculating. Wild speculation, Dean.
And you can catch the broadcast. Derek Wills and Peter Labardius from the Ryan Pinder Memorial Press Box in Abbotsford.
He's a good man. We lost him too soon.
8 o'clock, Canucks and Flames tonight.
Really put down a pint.
Really could, yeah. He was really something. The Seattle Kraken, they played their first game last night against Vancouver. Again, doesn't count. Riley Sheehan scored the first goal. Doesn't count officially because they'll wait till the regular season, but... We've seen the jerseys, we've seen the team, they've played a game. And now we wonder, what is this team going to look like come the regular season? The Kraken, oddly enough, for an expansion team, have a pretty good blue line from all appearances. Mark Giordano, you may have heard of him, is going to lead the way, 37 years of age, has 1 year left, 6.75. I don't need to tell you these things, you're very well aware. Mark Giordano, of course, the longtime Flame.
So he's a defenseman, this guy you're talking
will
about?
He be the captain, even if I don't know what they plan to do with the captaincy there.
I heard some whispers that if there was an extension, they'd put the C on him, but he might not be keen on an extension yet.
Oh, I see. Why are you whispering that?
Oh, I heard whispers.
Oh,
I
see.
Just
is that
replicating
what it was?
What I'd heard. I don't know who the person was.
You're whispering, or you like?
Well, someone, I don't even know who it was. Else it must whispered? Have been a whistler. I was on a floor, someone was whispering in my ear.
Is that right? Former Oiler defenseman Adam Larson. So two top four guys for sure from Calgary end up in Seattle.
Just from Alberta.
Or from Alberta, I mean. Jamie Oleksiak, who I think his career at one point, he was a big clunky defenseman.
He was a big old number six, wasn't he?
Right?
Yeah.
And then 3 years ago?
Dallas in the bubble.
Started to really...
Very well.
Yeah, started to really come around. Now, all of a sudden, he's 28 and would seem to be in the prime of his career.
A premier defender? Is that fair?
I think that's
like
fair.
Like zero offense? Defense?
Vince Dunn, former St. Louis Blue. He had been in the trade market for a long time, and I don't think it was because he's a poor player.
No.
24 years of age.
Probably run that power play there.
Skates well, has an offensive side to his game. Carson Soucy comes in.
Decent little player.
Hayden Fleury, a recent high draft pick coming out of Carolina.
Not to mention his brother.
So.
Cale Fleury as well.
It ain't bad on the blue line, fellas.
Yeah, Jeremy Lauzon played a bit last year.
In net, Philip Grubauer, Chris Driedger.
Two of the top probably 6 to 10 goalies in the league last year statistically.
Yeah. Driedger, former Hitman. Fine junior goalie, fine pro, but in Florida really found himself and his game evolve.
Outplayed Bobrovsky, and that sounds more impressive than maybe it was, but he was actually really good last year.
Yeah. And it's still kind of surprising that Philip Grubauer is a Seattle Kraken. On one side, I was surprised that Seattle right now would... It's a long-term deal. He's 29. He can play for a long... I guess I was just surprised to see them go that route, and maybe for him to go that route, being that he was in Colorado, a Vezina nominee, and they feel like they're very close.
Hurt feels in contract.
To breaking
conversations,
through.
Conversations, right? I don't think it was about going to Seattle so much as it was about things breaking down and the negotiations with Colorado. He's looking around, seeing premier goalies go for X. He's a Vezina candidate. He's like, well, if Markstrom gets six, why am I not? I'm not getting six.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't go there.
Six feels like the number now for at the very least.
Sure.
But there's a lot of goalies who have been in that $6 million range that are starters.
Yep.
And I wonder how much of it has to do in...
There's a cap pinch coming in Colorado, too.
Well,
it's happened already. It's now happening. They just paid Makar.
Well, and the other thing is, too, Gabriel Landeskog wanted all the dough.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't... Bringing them both back was going to be incredibly difficult.
He took full term 8 years at $7 million per, and you wonder if it's 5.95, 6.25, does that keep Grubauer in Colorado? I don't know.
I get the sense that Colorado thinks we're good enough, we can find a top half of the league goalie and win. And that if we have to commit for 5+ years, we're not willing to do that. And I feel like a lot of organizations are on that page because of how, A, volatile the position is, and B, because they are going to have to pay McKinnon a huge amount of money in 2 years, and that goalie contract would have been on the books at that point. They might be able to stomach it this and next year, but when you pay Nathan McKinnon what at the time will probably be the biggest contract in NHL history, that change, like, they know what's coming down the pike here.
Yeah. So, getting back to Seattle, anyway, retro with Grubauer and Driedger and net, specifically Grubauer, he'll be the number one, and then you've got Giordano, Alexiak, Adam Larson, Vince Dunn, Soucy, Jeremy Lauzon, Hayden Fleury. You have, quite literally, if you would go across the Western Conference, you've got one of the better D goaltending core in the conference, let alone the division.
Best in the division, in my mind. I don't see a better tandem or a better D core out there anywhere. We talked about how good Vegas was, and it's like there's not as much offense here, but they're deeper, and they got two goalies, not one.
Now I'm trying to think. There's no one else that really... I mean, we were going through it last week. Who do you like? Edmonton's or Vancouver's D or Calgary's D? It's like, oh, they all have warts. These guys seem to be pretty solid 1-6 and the goaltending to match. So they've taken a different approach than Vegas did.
They've got the mix of age. Obviously, Gio's the outlier at 37, but Alexiak and Larson are 28. Then you've got Lauzon and Dunn at the 24, Hayden Fleury's 25, so you got a nice mix there. And what are they up front? Jordan Eberle comes in. He has 3 years left at $5 million. Jaden Schwartz signed a four-year deal. He's making $5.5 million. Yanni Gourde. We're going to find out.
Yanni Gourde.
We're going to find out for some of these Lightning players now that they're out of the Tampa Bay situation.
Yeah, once he's not playing behind guys like Stamkos, Point, and Kucherov.
Yeah. Guys like Coleman and Gourde and some of these guys. How will you fare? Wennberg was a first-round pick, wasn't he, going back?
Highly touted guy.
Yeah. Jonas Donskoy. I've liked this guy for a while.
And real good in Colorado.
Yeah, he's bounced around for a little bit. Kelly Yarnkroger. Jared McCann might be a really great ad for them.
great offensive player and all of a sudden going to be put in a premium spot in terms of power play minutes, in terms of getting to play with the team's best players. I think it's a massive year for McCann.
So I guess rather than set the bar and compare them to the Vegas Golden Knights, just because it feels like that's the easy thing to do, we are looking within the division. I'll go to you, Rhett. Does this feel like a team that will be are they fighting for a playoff spot? Are they in? Or growing pains yet?
I don't think at the end of the year, but I mean, you got a Vezina Trophy guy in net, so that changes a lot. I think they'll play a defensive system, a defensive first kind of system. I mean, I don't think they're a playoff team, but I don't think they're out of it at Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's a fall flat on your face kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're competitive, but I don't think they're good enough to get in the playoffs.
I think they're the second best team in the division.
Really?
I think they're way better on paper than Vegas was at this time. And like I said earlier this morning, it's not where Vegas ended up. We all understood it then. But no one after one exhibition game thought the Vegas Golden Knights were any good. If you went to how you feel about Vegas at that point versus Seattle now, you feel better about Seattle. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to work better, because clearly a Stanley Cup final is like the highest bar ever for an expansion team anywhere ever. But if you tell me you've got the best tandem and the best decor in a division, and I like some of the bets they're making offensively. You know, no one thought William Karlsson was anything. Well, they got a few guys that people think more highly of than William Karlsson. They got some guys that are going to pop in big minutes. They're going to be incredibly hardworking and defensively focused. This is going to be a really tough team to play against. Oh, and there's some huge monsters on the back end too. This is going to be a really tough team to play against.
I thought you didn't like huge monsters.
Well, the ones that can actually eat tough 4 minutes, but yeah.
Fair enough.
I
was going to say, I think that they're somewhere in between, and there again, I kind of pull the lens back a little bit, because I think they're better than San Jose.
Anaheim.
I'm not sure about what LA is so much, but over 82... If you get goaltending, you're gonna win some games in this division alone.
They're deep, man.
I think they fight for a playoff spot. I think
to overcome any kind of injuries.
Well, who gets injured that they're in trouble? That's what I'd ask you. Because they're not a high. There's not like two stars. It's not like if you go to Edmonton, you're like, well, if they lose Dreisaitl for 3 months, they're in trouble. If McDavid's hurt, they're in trouble. Like, who do they lose here where they're in trouble?
If you're gonna win by committee, then if you lose anyone, it hurts. Right? That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm just trying to envision a situation where it's like, oh, they had to play Jeremy Lauzon. I'm like, okay, that. Oh, they had to play, you know, Cale Fleury. Okay. They had to
You're
put
okay
Morgan-
with it, Ryan, but you don't know what Jeremy Lauzon's going to be. He's 24. He's making $850,000. He's not. Yeah, he could turn into a great player, but you're not. You don't know that.
I think
How
it comes.
How many games has he played in the league? 76 games?
I think it'll come down to scoring. I do like them defensively. They're obviously solid in net. I think they're going to be a hard team to play against. Will they be able to get the offense? Because it's like you say, it's hard now to go back and think about the lens when Vegas just got picked. But you knew Tuck was a first rounder.
You're squinting now. Take yourself back in those shoes. We thought they might be competitive. No one uttered the word playoffs.
Never. We kept waiting. It was bloody February, and we were still like, well, they're going to fall apart.
Yeah, they'll stop partying in Vegas, and then they'll start losing.
All I'm saying is I think that even then you would have taken that Vegas forward group over this forward group now.
Maybe. And you know what? To your point, Perron and Neal were known quantities. But the blue line, you would have been like, this is nothing. Like, Theodore's not there yet. Schmidt was a nobody in Washington. Like, they're junk. And Fleury was washed, apparently. You know, I thought he was. He had a goals against over 3 the year prior. He had a sub-900 save percentage. That seems inconceivable right now.
I think they scrap for a playoff spot. I think Vegas wins it. I kind of feel like the Oilers sit second. And then it's going to be a Vancouver-Calgary-Seattle dogfight. With maybe LA on the outskirts.
LA's in there too, yeah. And again, there's you know, all the possible outcomes. Is it good luck? Is it bad luck? Are there injuries? Is there not? Like, how's the vibe? You've got to chuck something up to those intangible teams where just they're not that good on paper, but everything goes right and they start to believe, like the 0-4 stuff. Yeah. I like the makeup of this team a lot, and if they have to go add a 25-goal guy at the deadline, they can do that.
And I don't know if that's their focus. They were.
I just think if they're in it and they've got a weakness, they're not going to be adding a D-man. They're not going to be adding a goalie. If they're not in it, they're clearly going to sell some vets. But if they're in it, they can go add a guy. Like, yeah, they got lots of assets.
It felt like Ron Francis was not looking to win right now. It was let's build a deep team. Because they really, what trades did they make? Pitlick to Calgary? What moves did they make?
Yeah, they sent Vanacek back to Washington for a late pick. Like, it's nothing significant.
No.
But I think it's a bit of both. He's definitely built a group that long-term you can build around and add stars to, and there are a couple mega studs at the top of the next two drafts. But he's also built a team in a bad division that I think has the best back half. Like, whose D and goalies would you trade for theirs right now?
No, I'm
Vegas.
Maybe Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's like with a question mark around Leonard, who when he's right is great. But like that's the only team I think you would even think about trading with. It's not LA. It's certainly not the Alberta teams. It's not Vancouver's back end. Yuck. That's the rest of this division. There's no Colorado. There's no, like, there's one power in this division. And so, if Yanni Gourde can be a good offensive player and McCann can do that as well, and a guy like Ryan Donato will play fourth line but then jump on a power play unit.
So you have them second in the division?
I think they could finish as high as second. I really like – I just don't see how you're going to be able to go into Seattle or play them and things are going to come easily to you. They're built to be difficult every single night. There's a lot of muckers and pluggers here that are really tough to play against. Like, we loved Mason Appleton when we saw a bunch of him last year. Brandon Tanev makes a little too much money but is incredibly hard to play against.
I think there were a lot of those guys too, though, that were really solid third liners behind two pretty heavy – to the top heavy lines.
So it cuts both ways. Are they better in a bigger role or were they being protected?
Yeah,
we'll find that about Gourde, right? We'll find that about McCann.
Retro, what are the top three in the Pacific? We've done everybody but the Flames and we do the Flames all the time. So how do you see the top three in the Pacific?
Well, I follow you guys, Vegas and Edmonton, and then there's a spot to be had. Do I have to?
No, like, you don't.
Are we doing points?
No,
I feel like everyone else. I mean, you're going to have an injury on a team that sets one team back, or Seattle comes out fresh because they're a new market and it's so exciting to play there, and
building,
they're playing
electric,
hard, and they got
I'll say
D
this.
And a goalie. Like, it's
like, kind of to your point, I feel like a team like Calgary is more susceptible to having a big injury that could impact their results than Seattle would.
Certainly Edmonton, Vancouver as well. Top-heavy teams are an injury away from trouble. This is not a top-heavy team. Like, if they miss, you know, Giordano for a month, like, they're deep on the blue line. If Carson Soucy has to play top 4 minutes, I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about who's playing four to start for the Flames than Carson Soucy playing top four.
We can talk about the Flames. Now, it's hard not to overreact from a preseason game and only one of them. But it was a disheartening event last night at the Dome. And we are accused of being negative sometimes. But look, Backlund, Pitlick, and Dubé were that was your offensive hope for the game last night. But more so on the back end, if you had concerns about Gudbranson coming in, they were not alleviated. If you were worried about Zadorov taking penalties, he took the first penalty of the hockey game about 3 minutes in, and they gave up 48 shots. This is supposed to be the team that's going to suffocate teams.
Kind of, right? Like, that's what the team wants to play. Certainly isn't the roster that Daryl wants to do that.
No,
with.
No.
Yeah.
But it was...
But yeah, they didn't play to the ID that Daryl wants.
8:28. We'll be right back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Take Boomer, Warner, and Pinder with you anywhere. Just ask your smart speaker to play Sportsnet 960. Boomer in the Morning is brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the number one rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Toronto Blue Jays picked up a pair of wins on the weekend. Saturday, 6-1 over the Twins. Yesterday, 5-2. Alek Manoah, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 8 Ks.
How do you not love this guy? You gotta love this guy.
I love his calves.
I hate his arm tattoo. Everything else, you gotta love.
He shows them off. He's wearing the high socks. I like that a lot. You know what also was impressive, Saturday, Sunday anyway, the bullpen. As Manogo's 5 2/3, then Mesa, Simber, and Romano come in.
Big spot for Mesa there with runners on.
Two hits, no runs, over 3 1/3. And on Saturday, Robbie Ray went 6 innings, and then Simber, Mesa, and Richards, 3 innings, nothing. No hits, no runs.
Ray had to grind for that one, but he gets the ball to the bullpen with, what, 1 earned run? So I think that Cy Young is leaning his way right now. One start left for him and Cole each, you'd think?
Simeon's got 43. Hit his 43rd on Saturday. Springer hit 2 on the weekend. He's up to 19.
And he had been in a trough. That was huge for him. He talked post-game candidly about it. Like he says, I'm not as healthy as I want to be, but there's no excuses. It's not about stats. There's only big spots left, and we got to find ways to get hits.
So the remaining runway looks like this for the Blue Jays. Off today, 3 versus New York, the Yankees, and then Baltimore. The Yankees have Jays for 3, and then it's Baltimore. The Rays. They've got Tampa Bay for 3.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox, who all of a sudden we hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to them, but we need to now.
They go to the D.C. area, the Baltimores and the Washingtons.
They got 3 at Baltimore, 3 at the Nationals, and that'll be it. The Fangraphs have done their math.
Playoff probability, yeah. Talk to me.
Boston, and this has to do with...
Sked?
Obviously, Sked. The opponent, Boston, 87.8%.
And just to follow that real quick, for 3 nights in a row, one of the teams they're in the battle against will lose because the Yankees and Blue Jays are going head-to-head.
Gotcha. So Boston's at 87.8%. The Yankees up to 81. Toronto, 28.1%.
Ooh.
It's a little lower than the 70 we had last Wednesday.
Now win game 1 versus the Yankees.
Yeah.
Because as it sits, the Yankees did sweep the Red Sox. They won all 3. And what was I going to tell you? 8-3, 5-3, 6-3. They beat Boston. So now New York sits in the first wild card. They have a game lead on Boston, who sits second. And then it's Toronto, 1 game back of the Red Sox, who we have not paid much attention to at all.
Yeah, they won 7 in a row. They were home and cooled. Except then they got swept by the Yankees at home, those jerks. 2 8th-inning collapses, back-to-back days. Hoof.
And they're doubling the attendance, the allowed number in at Rogers Center.
I was impressed how good 15K could sound, because we've over the years, you've seen 15K organically. It's no good. But to double that with enthusiastic fans, this is going to be unreal.
Yeah. It's going to be... This is why a lot of people they get tired and bored with baseball. And I get it. Games can go long. For so many teams, half the season doesn't really matter. But man, when you get to this time of year, like last night, the Red Sox clinging to a lead. And then...
Stanton is homered again! Santa Maria!
Santa Maria.
He could have let that breathe a little more.
Yeah.
Like, Stanton has done it again! Santa Maria!
Yeah. Now that's a national broadcast. It's pretty Yankee. Santa Maria is very
How's
happy.
Our boy with all the rhymes? He would have had a heyday with that.
Well, he's doing it off of a screen.
Oh.
So it's not quite the same. He does road games.
On a screen?
Yeah.
In the States?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was
Where's
out.
The mic? I guess it was because of Sunday Night Baseball. It wasn't Michael Kay because he's usually the see ya.
Yeah.
That would have been a big see ya.
Yeah. But, Seattle. New York got 4 8 on Saturday, 4 8 last night. Baseball,
eh?
That's the final week.
Well, then it gets real good. You want to talk about tension on every pitch and whew.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Warner? Are you into this?
Not positive. I think the boys have put on a valiant charge. I was always worried about how long they could carry it on, though.
And you know what? It's not as if they've been bad. Like, yeah, they've lost 3 of 5 or like 4 of 7, but it's the fact that the Red Sox went on a heater till they just got swept, and now the Yankees are on a heater. The teams they're trying to chase are nowhere near 500 when you look the last 2 weeks.
Maddie, where are you going? What do you have to do? Oh,
you leaving, Matt?
See you, buddy.
That's okay. The show's on. Just leave.
You got pizza? You got pizza coming?
No, it's good. Just go.
breakfast sandwiches?
We're only in the
bacon
middle of
avocados.
Bacon no. avocado things?
Mm. Oh, I might have to have one of those today.
Somehow. We're going to see you in a couple days here.
Yeah, well.
Really you don't sound excited about that.
You sound really very pumped
about that, too.
Tomorrow night, in a way, right? We're going to see you.
I mean, I don't know what Rhett's plan is, but yeah, I think the night before the show in Canmore, probably a good time to get to Canmore.
You going to go to Canmore tomorrow?
Got to go to Canmore.
Got to go to Canmore.
I think we could find a frosty mug somewhere.
If I like that sort of thing.
Sparkling water, how nice.
Pinder was bragging to me this morning how it's been 7 days.
It's almost seven. It's six, yeah.
You said, see, like, you know.
Well, I got back Monday at midnight, so it'll be exactly a week at midnight tonight that I officially.
Good for you.
Oh, my God.
And he was listing off all the events he was at where he
Well, this is what
have.
I noticed, is just there's always booze around, and it's
I was at a birthday party.
Pool party. Yeah. Oh, watching football at a pub. Oh, wine. Big seafood dinner. Oh, man. It's like, I would have been hammered all weekend.
Now, see, much like I lost money with the Las Vegas Raiders, if you'd have told me you were at pool parties and kid birthday parties and all of this and yes. didn't have a single drink, I
this
would have lost
more money.
This is
why the context matters. I'm not bragging about 7 days. It's the circumstance.
Right.
I got a fantasy.
Self-control you're showing is
just remarkable.
To be applauded.
I know.
Good.
It's like you every day when you see that big tub of Cool Whip in the fridge. Because I know you've been thinking about doing that since, but you haven't.
That's right.
Was it a full tub? I meant to add, like, because
I think there was
couple scoops?
Like somebody had taken a little bit out to put on a piece of pie, but
See?
It was
sealed
right.
and cracked.
Because that's the thing I was thinking over the weekend. I don't know why, but I was thinking it's one thing to eat an entire tub of Cool Whip.
Yeah.
But did he go in, see it in there, and like break that plastic film off?
Yeah, the seal.
And then crack it?
No.
So I'm giving you a little bit of leeway there.
It was there for me.
Yeah.
That's right. It was accessible. I didn't have to throw anything in the garbage. It was, yeah.
Okay, Rhett, can we just role play a little bit? I want to go inside your mind.
All right.
What time of day?
About 8:30
p.m. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to the fridge? Is it to look for a suite? Because I know suites aren't your thing.
Suites aren't my thing. I think the kids were mucking about. And I don't know. I was looking in there for a snack for them.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Okay. So then what goes through your mind when you see the Cool Whip? Because, again, you're not a sweets guy.
I'm not a sweets guy, but I think I was digging into the freezer for something, and there was no, I think it must have been, the kids were probably like, can we have ice cream? And I might have looked in there and said, no ice cream. But wait a minute, what's this for old retro here?
Okay, so then you take the tub out, and as you crack the lid, you grab a spoon?
Yep, big spoon.
Okay, now.
I'm going to have a bite.
I was going to say,
that was good.
What's the approach? Is it, I'm just going to have a little taste, just a little distance?
No, I was taking a big scoop.
Okay.
Like, that'll be good. And I probably closed it and even put it back in the freezer, ate the bite, went back in the freezer and brought it back out. About four scoops in, I just committed to it. I said, I'm going with this. Right at the end, I decided I need chocolate sauce. This would be delicious with chocolate sauce. Let's get the chocolate sauce out. Take your scoop. Put it on the chocolate sauce on the spoon.
Yeah.
Then the kids saw me doing this. They're like, what are you doing? Can I have some? So they did get a bite. But I let them have, I give them the bite off the spoon, and then I tilted their head back and squeezed the sauce right in there.
Oh, my goodness. The habits you're teaching. It's just something.
See, because as someone who has a problem with food, I think there's all, no matter what it is, bag of chips, bowl of popcorn, tub of Cool Whip, there's a breaking point. There's a tipping point where it's, well, I may as well just finish it now. Regardless of how much you've eaten.
Yep.
There's so, in your own mind, you're justifying yourself to continue eating because it's not worth to put this little left back into the fridge, freezer, or drawer.
Well, I also justify it in my mind by saying, if I get rid of it, I can't do it again tomorrow. So I've only ruined one day then.
That's right. So today's a wash. Tomorrow, I'll make sure not to eat a tub of Cool Whip.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Well, today's done.
Look at this.
Rather than beat myself up about it, I'm just gonna I'm gonna eat. I'll eat the rest of it. Be done with it. And tomorrow,
I'll be a better man.
I won't do that. And that'll be better than today. So progress.
Look at all of us, eh?
Progress, not perfection.
You're looking like you're getting in shape. You've been riding the bike.
I have been riding.
Look
the bike.
Look at us, eh?
Yeah. What's your Peloton profile there, Rhett, so I can follow you? What's your name?
Yeah, just say it on there. Everyone else, plug yours, please.
What is it?
Rhett.
Rhett. I'll write that down. Matty Rose, you're on there. What's your...
He's got the one at the common building, though. I don't know if he's got his own profile.
But you have to have your own profile. Yeah. You got to have your own profile.
Yeah.
You
guys don't want it.
My profile is Matty Rose. Oh. Might be Matty Rose YYC. I don't know. I haven't logged on in like a month, so...
Because maybe we could go for a bike ride together.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we could pick a time and get on there and we'll go biking. You know what I mean? How good would that be?
I'm out.
All right.
Yeah, right. Oh, sorry. I thought my mic was off.
No.
We were on there.
We'll break what you want to talk about coming up. 960-960 is how you can take part in that. And then, of course, France is coming up in the 9. France is at the game last night. Flames lose 4-0 in Abbotsford tonight to play the Canucks, who, as last check, still no Elias Pettersson or Quinn Hughes.
Ah, surly team. Surly.
This is why you do drag your feet, though, right? If you're one of these guys, these RFAs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do I need to go to Abbotsford on Monday night?
No.
No, I think we're still far apart.
Yeah, if Elias Pettersson doesn't need to see the Fraser Valley his entire career in Vancouver, he'll be okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to do.
And is this hurting or helping his leverage in negotiation? Look, let's be honest. This is a move that agents use because, wait for it, it works. Think about all the pressure getting ratcheted up on Canucks management while he and Quinn Hughes are at a University of Michigan football game.
Mm-hmm.
And just the picture going online is like raising the heart rate of Canucks executives. And like, yes, they're well conditioned to this too, and they know it's a move, but it's their heads being called for on talk shows and in the paper and in social. Why wouldn't you do this if you're not real thrilled with what's on the table?
The Pettersson and Hughesless Canucks, the opponent tonight in Abbotsford against the Flames. We've got it. 7 o'clock in your radio with Derek Wills and, of course, Peter Loubardius.
Good dumps.
Be looking for some more of that tonight in Abbotsford. We'll be right back with what you want to talk about. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning with Warner and Pinder continues. Brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Voted the number one rated value golf course in Alberta by Score Magazine 4 years in a row. Get out of the city and onto the green. Book tee times now at sundrygolf.com. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Talking about.
Ow. Time for what you want to talk about. Eric France is coming up after 9. And very quickly, show tomorrow.
Show tomorrow?
The debut of our new hockey insider, Frank Saravalli.
Oh, yeah. Frankie's been on fire.
Yeah, he's...
No one's had a better offseason than Frank. Holy.
He's doing great work. We're happy to have him. So tomorrow... What time, Matty boy, did we... Because I know I had to move around a little bit.
7:45. So it'll go Stephen Brunt, 7 o'clock, a little bit of a break, and then we'll go to our boy Frank.
And then...
And then 8:25 guest, too.
And then
8:37, Verk.
It's a bit of a shot. Don't think I didn't see it.
What are you talking about?
Boom. Stop saying cool whip. You sound like Stewie Griffin.
Whip.
Cool whip. Boomer, talk is cheap, takes money to buy whiskey. With no overtime, will Sylvia become a morning show regular?
Talk's cheap. It takes money to buy whiskey.
Well, with that kind of attitude, she'd fit in.
You betcha.
Yeah, that's right, sweetheart. Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
No comment?
Mm-hmm.
When did she get a show? Is that before or after they gong us?
Yeah. Don't check your email.
When St. Louis Blues come after you.
That's right.
Yeah. Watch out.
My message to the Flames is, bad boys, what are you going to do when the St. Louis Blues come after you?
A little cocky, that Sylvia, right?
She's you sassy. Betcha. Yeah,
she's got some
sassy.
She's
a little moxie to her, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She's got the money by the whiskey. What do you think?
Yeah. A lot of people wanting to know... regarding how you felt after the Cool Whip incident.
Yeah, because I recall the time you'd mentioned it, but it was not as stark as I thought.
Physically,
I was okay. After, the next day was...
Good dumps.
Mm-hmm.
That's an oil product. I think things would have been moving.
Right?
Jeez.
I've got some comments, but they aren't for live air.
Okay. All right. Now, how are you feeling? I don't really want to pry, but you said mentally or physically. Mm-hmm. So physically, we know. I mean,
mentally, I was defeated.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
There was a lot of disdain for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Self-disdain?
Yeah.
Do your kids ever ask you if you actually were a professional athlete, or do they believe?
They don't believe, but then they can find the odd clip.
Right.
Somebody else will bring it up.
It's a little grainy. I don't know, Dad.
You know what? Disdain is a good word for the way they look at me as well. There's a lot of disdain in their eyes. Really, Dad? Okay.
People asking about Elliot Friedman. There will be some clarity on the Friedman front coming up soon. To a radio near you.
Are you going to come talk to us on Friday at 7:45?
That's all I can say about it right now. Rhett, do the KD challenge and then finish it off with the tub of Cool Whip.
What's the KD challenge?
Rhett threw it down how many boxes he could do in one sitting.
What? How many?
I went really high. I was being cocky.
You were being a little cocky.
But you said what?
I think I said 10.
Oh, goodness.
I can't do 10.
No.
6 easy.
So
easy?
6? That's a lot of...
Easy 6?
That's a lot of carbs.
If I had 30 children I had to feed, that would be 6. You're telling me you could do all that yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, though. There are few things when you're hungry and craving that, Kate, when you think about it in your mind, it's like, oh, I can't wait to have some Kraft dinner.
You can't overcook it.
You can?
I don't like it when it gets
falling
apart.
I'm like, you know what I am, Rhett? I'm like that with most pasta now.
Al dente,
you like
baby.
The al dente?
Yeah, just past the point where it's sticking in your teeth. Not crunch, but I'd have it firm. Because once it goes smush, it's no good.
Especially if you over-smush it.
You don't want it too smushy.
Nothing smushy's good.
Stop saying Cool Whip. Some love for good Branson out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I would literally spread Cool Whip on homemade cookies and do a tub of the whip and at least a dozen cookies.
There you go.
My current shame diet is now dried mango slices.
See, he's been moving on.
Yeah, you can pretend that one's a health thing.
Yeah, because mango's
exactly.
A fruit.
Mango.
Fruit.
Yeah, it's nature's fruit.
Yeah, nature's candy. Yeah.
Nature's candy is what I mean. Yeah. I think Treliving screwed up by not keeping Derek Ryan. He was a catalyst for the Flames when he was here. If the Oilers go very far in the playoffs, Ryan will be a key factor.
I didn't mind him for the role he played, but it's a rather interchangeable role, no? You want to find a fourth-line center? He's very good at it, but he was a fourth-line center.
At the age of 34, I think you can... And again, it's not disdain at all.
I would have taken him back at a nice low number for sure. Yeah. But there's other guys that can play that role. It's not like, you know, McDavid or Dreisaitl.
Try your pasta al fresco. Well, that's...
I don't know what the age that makes.
It's a little different. I mean, you can if you want. But
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't do that. That's going to do it for us today, boys.
Let's get
out of here. Eric Francis is standing by. More Francis is always a better thing, and less of us. So there you go.
Look forward to that then.
There you go. See you tomorrow, buddies.